I can't even fake this, man. I'm anything but relaxed. Oh, we've had some great talks right before this. Oh, if only y'all could be here. Hey, everybody, welcome to the weekly Roasting Toasting. Boy, I am getting roasted in my life right now. I am Corey Coleman. I'm sitting over here with Gertz and Martin. Boy,
the purple man.
Boy. Yeah. Boy, I've been needing
what I say.
I've been talking to these dudes like they're my counselor right now, or my therapist. How you doing,
I'm
man?
I'm doing well, man.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Got that Kumo D hat going on again.
Is it?
It is. It is, man. And over here, we got Goodwin.
Oh, with the sunglasses.
I know.
Man. Come on.
That big unibrow sunglass I used to wear.
Yeah, Kumo D till then.
No, nah, you're right.
How you like me now?
You guys got the cool. Not the Modi. Oh, and people, we're sorry for the late show. We thought that those pirates.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that movie was. Then, just in case y'all are wondering, they got the running time listed for that wrong. They say it's 2 hours and almost 40 minutes. That movie's 2 hours long, so we set the show up for 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would have set it up earlier had Johnny Depp told us the right thing, but he did not. You know, he was fucked up. I believe this 230 minutes, man.
Pirates cannot be trusted.
No, they cannot. Lying to us about the running time. And people, we're glad that you're here, though, for the late show. I tried to actually make this time efficient tonight. I tried to actually go in and budget the stuff that we have to talk about. In fact, one of the things that I did some budgeting on, I tried to do a little something different tonight because people actually liked this. We tried it on Sunday, and it was appropriate for this evening. Now, it is, what day is it?
It is Trailer Tuesday.
Oh, I like that. Trailer Tuesday.
Put stuff on his line.
I'm sorry. You want to try it again?
Trailer Tuesday.
I'm sorry. Come on. <Mark. laughs>
Quit.
Oh, it's the...
Finally.
Is that express...
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's those jackasses again.
I know it, those assholes. These guys right here, these sons of bitches. Oh, while I'm on that screen, though, let me go ahead and welcome before we tell you anything. We are happy to have you here as late as it is. Of course, we couldn't do this without you. Whether you are late or early, we are talking about, of course, the one, the only, the... Tat-a-tat-tat! How y'all doing this evening?
Good. You got something cool.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! There y'all go. The chat-a-tat-tat up in here. Well, you know what? I'm glad that we actually heard that. That means that you can hear us, you can see us, and... It looks like things are running smooth now that is the case, as we were saying. What day is it again?
Trailer Tuesday!
I'll let you have it that time. And we usually have two trailers on Tuesday, but tonight we have one. And I actually made this a little something special.
Wait, is there not another Wonder Woman trailer? Aren't there eight trailers?
Man, I was... Nah, I was looking too. I said, surely we got one more before the movie come out.
Just one more.
But no, we got one trailer. It's not even a real trailer, but people are talking about it. And so I'm going to have a little discussion. That's why I sent you guys the subjects for today, because it's for...
Yeah, I didn't see it until right before it came over.
But you saw it, though.
Yeah.
It's for that dark universe. Being like, what is that? Is that new Universal Monsters universe?
Boo.
Oh, my. Ha, ha, ha.
No. He said it right.
Who me?
You said monsters. You said monsters.
I actually
throw some chairs.
Dare you correct me on my misspelling that I tried to do intentionally? I tried to actually say monsters wrong. Did I just?
Yeah, you said it right.
I actually put emphasis on monsters. I actually was trying to fuck it up. I get mad. It just goes to show you, I've been messing up on purpose this whole time. That's the twist. But
Kaiser, so say.
My tongue straightens out. Walking right. But yeah, that the universal creature monster thing that they're trying to do right now, and the trailer they put out today, man, that's some cheap shit that they did. Did you see it?
No.
I saw it. I think I saw it yesterday, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Okay, well, you know what? That's why I want to talk about it. And for that trailer, instead of just having a regular trailer talk, you know, we talked about why Venom would not work. Mm-hmm. And people say, you know, a lot of people agree with us because they got one person, man, you don't like nothing, Corin. You don't like shit. Well, tonight I'm going to tell you why I think this universal monster universe might actually work.
Oh, that shit ain't gonna work.
See, contrary on, but that's good because Martin's like, I take that medication.
I like the trailer, but it ain't gonna work.
Well, Martin, let's have a discussion. Let's have a friendly debate.
Sure.
And let's see if one of us can change the other person's mind.
Of course. That's how all debates end.
Yeah. What else? Can fuck you, man.
This movie seems great till I have to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll talk about that. And also, we have some news this week. We have, let me see here. Oh yeah, man. We got somebody who can't decide. What somebody went from one extreme to the other. Somebody went from being,
I know who you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about?
I was like, damn, how did you? Okay, sure.
Yeah, how does that work?
The ends don't justify the means. Go for it.
Yeah, man. Somebody talk about flipping, flopping, man. Somebody's confused. So confused that they end up killing somebody.
Couple
of people. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, Mark, we'll let you know in a little bit. And just for you, sir, just for you, we are going to pay tribute to the great Roger Moore.
Who is that? Yeah. I'm joking.
He should be. His head turned so quickly. That hat is still in one place. Broke his own neck.
But if you don't know who Roger Moore is, like you don't, James Bond.
Oh, okay.
Bond. James Bond.
Bond. I'm sorry. Bond.
Is that not Daniel Craig?
Yeah, no, man. No. Oh, before okay. Craig. Before Brosnan.
That's my Bond.
That's your Bond?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Roger Moore was my Bond. And I don't even know how I feel about that. But we're going to talk about that. And he was also many more things. But we'll pay our tributes to him. We'll go through that pretty quickly. And much, much more for this evening. But like I said, it is late. So
he got his things from New Orleans.
That's my drug dealer.
Your crackless?
Yeah. That's okay with that greasy ass bag. Yeah.
My crack lens.
Look at that shit, man.
You got his crackless right there? Look at those crackless, man. But y'all really did do a drug deal. A brown plastic bag?
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I was wondering what's going on. I ain't never seen you that excited about Sammy coming in. Because Sammy came in, you're like, fuck yeah. Sammy! And Sammy actually set up something very cool for us tonight, which we'll tell you about in a little bit. But before we do that, like I said, it's a late show, so let's go ahead and get things started. But we can't get things started unless we put out a formal invitation for you people out there to come to the studio. So many ways that you can do it. First of all, let's start out with the most convenient way for the people out there. Pull out that keyboard and type in for us, kcoolmanz@gmail.com. That's KCOOLMANZ. @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, as we've been asking you to this evening, in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, press in, bam, up in your home talking to you, the own host and the weather, do those house calls, or on Instagram at Double Toasted Fan Page. Sammy does it so well. On the Facebooks, type in Double Toasted. If you would like some private time with me, type in Corey.Coleman.5. But if this Corey is too busy, we got that other Corey.
There's
waiting.
Another one! Facebook.
Multiply.
Twitter on twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word, or on Instagram, DB Cooper KG, P Gertie.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Patrick Gertz, Twitter, Patrick Gertz at P Gertz, and on Instagram at P Gertz, Cat Daddy Thomas.
Martin _ no fro on everything that's not Facebook. Otherwise, look for Martin Thomas.
Otherwise, look for us live, flesh and blood, right here in the studio. You know what? We love to see you here in person in the world famous Double Toasted Studios, right there with Sammy Gonzalez. Come on,
smelling all tropicals.
Yeah, no, come on, they got that cocoa butter on them. Come on down here and watch your show. KCoolmanz@gmail.com. Let's say gonna be visiting Austin, gonna be moving to Austin. You already live here. Come see the show. Give me some emails. I'll send you some emails. That way, if we do that, we'll coordinate with each other, and I can accommodate you. Martin got it. Look at that. Martin conducting is it.
Like Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Oh, let me see what we got here. And we got some things going on here.
First of all,
stop it. Oh, come stop on. It.
Jeez, man. Get your show together.
That thing is sticky, man. It's that player. That player likes to follow us around.
Yeah, how do y'all keep that from ever happening on The High Score?
It doesn't, because we know how to do our jobs right. Oh, Lord. You want a hug? I'm sorry. Boy, come on. I know you want a rant.
I know.
This ain't the time.
I know you want a rant.
He'll be number three. Boy,
no. Boy,
your timing is impeccable, man.
Well, I'm mad at. Why not you, too?
Shit.
Oh, let's see here, though. Let me let y'all know about something that's going on here. And Sammy actually set up something cool. But in order to tell you about that, I got to do the follow-up to it first, and that is, hey, man, I don't see it, Sammy. Did you send me that email? Did you send to me an email? For the groups that you did.
No, it's on Facebook.
Oh, it's on Facebook.
If you go to the groups tab on the page.
Okay, I'll try to see if I can do that. Facebook is very finicky. Oh, here's an announcement for you. Okay. I just got an email. I'm coughing up that fish taco. I got that email.
A fish skeleton out of your
Yeah, I just got through eating like a couple of fish tacos right before I pressed the button to start. So I'm coughing that shit up right now. But I heard, got an email that we're going to get that fiber up in our diet next week. Oh, Mars like, fiber's not real. Oh, my God, it's not real. But I just heard.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Man, so will I. I ain't going to even lie.
It's been next week for 52 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be a case of Raisin Bran.
Yeah.
There's your fiber right there.
Hey, man, I'll take it. Something. Take a shit on this keyboard. But yeah, they say, I was like you. They said, we are happy to announce that. I was like, man, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm tired. Just tired. Believe it when I see it.
Beat you in a submission.
Yeah.
I don't even care anymore.
Yeah. Hey, we got fiber for you. I'm out of business now.
Yeah, yeah. Could have been saved had we had fiber, but y'all were too slow. But now we're going to have fiber next week, so hopefully everything will be running a little bit smooth.
I doubt it. Every time they install something new here, we have to take off a whole.
I know.
Yeah, it's very true.
No. They don't have to do it for the whole building. They all actually have to come in and just change IP address real quick, and that's it. Yeah, they got no. It's when they have to install shit.
Let
you
it
try. You try.
I know.
Hey, man, you know, I'm always optimistic, man. Yeah. Look on the bright side
people
of life.
People step on cricket.
Oh, let me see what we got here. Now, for you folks out there, we're like, boy, I wish I could hang out with those double toasted guys. Well, you know what? You can. We always leave the door open for you to come in here. But if you really want to come in here and make it extra special, I mean, not just with us, because people get tired of us after a while. You know, y'all think it's cool to hang out with us.
It's not.
After about 30 minutes, I'm like, man, y'all ain't shit.
Y'all are gross.
Y'all are. He touched me. But if you really want the experience, come hang with us with the other Toasties. So when you get tired of us, you got the whole community to be around you. And what better time to do it than during the Double Toasted third annual anniversary weekend. And it is like it says in that title right there, a whole weekend of fun. If you go to partydt.com, you will see that you have the Eventbrite page announcing that we're going to be doing this on August 4th through the 6th. That's a Sunday. Now, if you count that 2 a.m. that crosses over into Monday, that's the 7th. But we're going to have a whole weekend of live shows, parties. We're going to have the games. I have games planned for y'all all on Saturday. And we have the meet and greets and the lunches, the brunches, all that
good stuff.
You got lunches
and brunches,
man,
too?
Lunches. And brunches. Actually, maybe just a lunch brunch type combo type thing.
So but that's what brunch is.
I thought that was breakfast. I thought that was breakfast and dinner.
You have to wake up to 2 in the afternoon. That's why you think that.
That is. That it really is. Because what I was telling Mia something. I said that we have salad for breakfast, and she's like, Martin thinks that that's crazy. I was like, yeah, because the reason why we do that is because you wake up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
that's normal then.
Yeah, exactly. That's called lunch at that time.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you can come down here and see all of the things that we have going on. We want to see you here. $25 for the whole weekend. For the 72 hours for $25. Like I said, in L.A., that gets you about 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, is that picture Floyd Mayweather trying to
run over? Yeah, it is. It's Floyd Mayweather reading Cat in the Hat and sweating his ass off.
The one thing to beat him in a fight.
I better shut up for a fist coming in the screen. Just knock my ass out. But we have all that for you guys. Hope to see you then. And go ahead and pull up the Facebook page. Let me see if I can pull this up. Facebook gives us a hard time right now. Let me see here. Let me see now. I'm trying. You can see Facebook is having a hard time being pulled up. It's just Facebook here, too. Everything else comes up. Facebook, I don't know what.
Years disparaging it. So.
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should come over here and try. It likes you for some reason. But let me see here. Oh, there it is. What did you know? First article. Black man walk away from black women. Is there a good reason why? Yeah, because they black. No, I don't care. I'm kidding. I'm messing around because I always get that thing from black women. How come you don't love us? I do.
Yeah, he looked over at you.
Crazy nervous laughter.
He's like, back me up. Mark was like,
I do.
Mark, tell him, man. You seen me with one.
I did see him with one.
But hey, it's one. Let him know. And I think she just had a tan.
You're not Italian. I'm out.
No, we're joking, y'all. Stop. But where's the group?
If you go to the Double Tips page, top right on your page.
Okay, there we go. Oh, go to what? Go to the double. Right here. No, there we go. And let's see here.
On the bottom, you'll see it on the left side.
Bottom left.
Keep going. No. On the sidebar on the left. Okay. Go back to. You see where the DT is on the left?
Oh, the other left.
Go down. Groups. Keep down. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. And let's see here. All right. Oh, the official.
How many groups do we have?
That's a lot. You know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because Sammy set it up to where, while we're having our party, and for those who can't make it, which we hope you do and you can, but for those who can't, and you're in your town, and you have other Toasties there who are in the same boat as you, Sammy, he set it up to where you guys should form your own groups. And while we're having our live shows during the third annual anniversary party, if you guys are having a party too, no matter how many people are doing it, if y'all are with 5-10 people, let us know. We'll give a shout out. We'll put you on the stream and let everybody see you, and we'll all celebrate together. We'll all be together in spirit. So if you go to the Facebook page and go to the Double Toasted group that we have right there, and the group that we have within that is the anniversary group.
Back.
What's that?
Go back and you can see individual groups for individuals
too. Okay. Oh. Back button. All right. Let's see here. I'll try it one more time.
One more key.
Yeah. There we go. I'll go to groups.
So groups.
Under groups.
See, like Orlando, you'll see.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Atlanta Toasties, Florida Toasties, London Toasties, Washington Toasties,
the Southern California.
So yeah. So if you guys actually want to send Sokol.
I was like, ooh.
If you're a local Sokol. Yeah, so if you see all those groups for all those Toasties right there. So if you want to actually do all that,
we're going
right
to Sacramento for Northern California.
Northern California? Oh, mm-hmm. There's one for Sacramento in there?
Oh, no, it's for Northern California.
Oh, okay. I see Washington, too. Washington Toasties. And so, oh, and New York.
Is that state? D.C. or state?
You
got to
make that state.
That's state. All right.
D.C. has an army that they're making.
Well, there you go, people. So if you go to the group and you see it, if your city's in there, if you request a city, then let us know. Let us know.
And you're too broke to come to the real party, then by all means.
Yeah. So there you go.
Damn.
And I want to thank our generous sponsor, Don Roberts, who says that he actually wants to come have lunch with us, our dinner on Saturday, at an Italian place. So if you can do it, he'd very much like to meet you. He's paying for it.
So, this Saturday?
Yeah, if you can. Lunch or dinner, it don't matter. He's requested your presence.
Okay, I could do dinner.
All right, okay then. We'll get it all
something
together.
I can do something. We'll figure it out.
All right then. So there you go, people. There you go. Let me see. I think that is it for all the announcements. How y'all doing this evening?
Not bad.
Pretty
good.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that animated movie, Nerdland?
No.
On Netflix? Check it out. It's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And let's see. That was a crazy-ass segue. Y'all seen Nerdland? Well, check it out.
I thought you might have.
Yeah, I thought some deep shit going on right there.
Hey, baby, you dig it the most.
Let me see here. I think that's it for the announcements that we have right here. And we'll get together with our emails and phone calls later. What I do want to start out with right here, and I don't mean to bring the show down at all, but I do want to get the bummer out the way before we get into all the fun, which might be hard to get into after talking about this.
Your boy that can't make up his mind.
This is much, much worse. Well, death is never a good thing of innocent people, but this is the body count on this is high, as we know. Of course, we're talking about Manchester. Yeah. Just want to just put it out there. Spend a little time saying very, very, very heartfelt condolences and sadness for all the people that lost their lives. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know about this, and I don't know how you missed it, but somehow people, you miss fine details on things too. So just to remind folks, there was a large loss of life, 22 people. Now, I talked about this yesterday on the What Up Son show with Oz. And at the time, I went out there and I said that, and if you don't know, there was a bombing in Manchester.
Yeah.
And it was during a Ariana Grande concert.
It was at the end.
Yeah, it was at the end of the show. And a bunch of kids were watching, and the bombing that happened, a lot of people caught it. A lot of people were actually filming. They had the phones out. They were doing live stuff, live video. And as they were going out, you could actually hear on some of the video that's out there as people are leaving, you can hear the bomb go off.
Oh, my God. What just happened? What's going on?
An unidentified blast outside the Manchester Arena, bringing bloodshed to an Ariana Grande concert.
And that's from ABC, ABC Nightline. But that footage is floating around a lot of places. Now, again, you know, no joking here or anything. It's very sad when you hear any kind of, and it has been ruled an act of terrorism.
Sure.
Yeah. And they've even managed to release the name of the guy that's responsible. And they said this is Salman Abedi, and this is him, I think, at a Muslim function right now. You know, probably some brainwashing thing going on. And again, no big discussion about our generalizations about Muslims out there, which is why I always hate when this happens. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, whenever this happens, Pete, you know, right when we get to the point, and I guess in this aspect, the terrorists, they kind of got an edge. As I said, you know, they ain't winning the game, but they done racked up some points on this shit.
Sure, yeah.
Because one of the things that's a big, besides the loss of life, that's a big sadness is that right when we start to make some leeway with people kind of easing back on this Muslim hate shit, mm-hmm. something like this happens. They see that brown dude on the screen, and everybody just goes back to wanting to go out there and kill a Muslim, man, no matter whether they had something to do with it or not. And
well, had this happened a month ago, it might have changed the election in France.
Oh, really? That's right, because because everybody's talking about how France had elected a more liberal leader right now, mm-hmm. and they were saying, yeah, this right movement that's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, France is the first one to put it down and said, nah, get that shit on out of here.
Right.
You know, we
couldn't do it over here,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, we see how America's fucking up in Saka et la Blue. We do not want to be you. Uh-huh. And, you know, that's one of the things that should be first said, man. When we know it's going to happen, the vandalism of the mosque that are out there, the tormenting of the innocent Muslims that are out there, I just hate it when anything that happens. And Muslims, I know how they feel.
Well, they got together and raised $30,000 for the survivors.
Shit, they had to. I mean, I'm sure they did it because they really wanted to, but they're kind of like, man, if we don't give some kind of contribution, people going to be fucking with us.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and they still going to do it even though they gave money. You know, and I know how they feel because it's one of those things. Muslims are now like black people. When something happens, like, please don't be black.
Oh, yeah. You watch the news, you're like, don't let him be black.
Please. Yeah. And they, except for them.
Yes! Oh, my God, yes! White guy!
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, mistake. Oh, fuck.
God damn it. His name was Latrell.
Yeah.
His last name was something from a president. Fuck.
Yeah. You know, this shit right here. Yeah, they sound like something out of Latin. You know, fuck. You know, they always got that chant. Please don't be brown. Please don't be brown. And next thing you know, of course, and chances are,
that dude in Times Square, you know, they had to celebrate with that one.
Man, and the dude in Times Square. Let me pull this man up right here because we even talked about that yesterday. Because terrorists, especially these Muslim extremists, if they can't get a bomb, can't find some explosives, they get in that car. Yeah. They use cars now, and. Let me see here. Times Square driver. Fatal. I'm going to put that in right there. Because y'all heard about this. Some dude just lost his shit and just decided to drive head on into a crowd in Times Square. And as we all know, these stories have been coming out with. That's been the modus operandi of a lot of terrorists right now. And let me see here. They say, you know, you Americans love to drive.
So what was the other one in France, right? Nice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that dude, let me see if I can find him.
The one in America was just like a vet with PTSD.
Yeah.
So he was hearing voices telling him to drive into people.
Jesus.
Ugh. Yeah, and this dude, if you look at a picture of him, like when he got out the car, he was growling at people. And he even said, "I'll kill you all." You know, I saw the dude. Hey, I'm guilty too. I saw that dude. And I was like, "God damn, he's a Muslim." And they're like, "No, his name is actually Olivero or something like that." He was end up being like, you know, some person of Latin origin. So I'm guilty of it too. I'll tell you right now. And he just it ended up. And I also said, "Please don't let him be high on weed." And he was. But it was laced with PCP.
Exactly.
And it came right.
I'm pretty sure the weed was not to blame in that situation.
No, and I even thought that. I said, "This a dude don't get out of his car looking crazy like that on weed."
Exactly. A dude don't get in his car like that. He's like, "I'm just going to hang out at home and order a pizza."
Yeah. He's still trying to stick his keys in the car. He's trying to drive a tree.
It's not working.
Because Martin even said, it was a day before that. Because I said, "Man, you know, weed is really vilified." And Martin had to just step all over my dreams. Martin said, "Man, somebody just hit my car looking like Cheech and Chong."
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you coming.
It really wasn't mine. Because they said, we were talking about a guy got the car like, "Hey, man, somebody hit your car, man. Hey, you want to use my phone to call your insurance?
Looks like your car might be smoking, man. That's you."
Yeah, and I was like, and then the next day I saw on Facebook and they're like, "Martin was right."
Absolutely right.
Absolutely right. I'm like, man, these people ain't giving weed a bad name. Corey just said, "Please don't be high." What are we talking about?
Please don't be high. Please don't be high. And if you are high, don't be high on that. Bath salts. They're doing shit that we expect. Yeah. Somebody's face. To go out and have fun with that. But don't be high on weed. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because
that's what a bad
people,
name.
Exactly. That's what people hear. He was high on weed, laced with peanut. Ah, I told you, weed. The weed.
Well, it seems to be a good delivery system for all these other harsher drugs.
Just dip this in formaldehyde right quick. Keep the party going.
He injected the weed into his veins. But yeah, people, again, not to make light of this, but that's the Muslim half of it. I wanted to get that out the way because we always have to say that. And I get it. I'm guilty of it. Everybody profiles. Everybody gets mad. Everybody thinks. I think the same thing. A white, black, when I hear people breaking out in a fight somewhere, a fight broke out in Arlington High School in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, these Negroes, man. It was white people.
It sounds like in Arlington, Tennessee.
Yeah. I was like, ugh. And like, you know, usually they'll get those few black people in that town.
That pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Have some Mandingo fights.
Yeah. Yeah, get him. But no, it was a bunch of white people, but I profiled. I thought it was black people. But everybody gets crazy in this world right now. Everybody does. Out there and let our anger get a hold of us, man. You know, what's that?
Especially now. It just seems like, I mean, I listen to the news every morning, and it's so often. It's just like, oh, I just want to turn it off. I know I need to know what's going on, but good Lord.
I know. I know that maybe I don't know, because everybody likes to think that my time is the most violent time. I know that every time is the most violent time. I mean, I'm sure we ain't got nothing on medieval times, you know.
That's the restaurant.
Yeah. Especially the restaurant. You have been there. It's crazy, man. People jousting and shit.
They don't have forks.
You got to eat with your hands. It's horrible. But now that I got that out the way, the real sad thing about this is that it's bad enough to target human life no matter what. But to specifically target a function for children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what to say, because obviously, and I'm not sympathetic towards the guy, but as we all know, this guy, he was brainwashed heavily. I mean, fuck him. You know, he still went out there and targeted children, because
I'm gonna put fuck him first.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, brainwashed, whatever. But fuck him.
No, I mean, like I said, I'm not sitting up there saying that. But imagine the kind of brainwashing that you have, where somebody convinces you to, speaking of extremism, you know, that they convince you that yes, you have to go somewhere and you have to target specifically children. And the reason why this is so. But there's so many reasons why that this is tragic. And when I say children, I'm talking about, they got the count up to now is 22 people.
Yeah.
One of them an 8-year-old girl.
Jeez.
And it's just.
Is it 22 dead, 50 injured, or something like that?
Yeah, that was last I heard.
Yeah. And they still don't know if the death count is going to get higher, because a lot of them are critically injured.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's the only bad part. That's not the only, but it's one of the bad parts about being an atheist, because I just wish there was a very special section of hell for you when you went doing this shit for 7 stinky, bloody-ass virgins. And I can tell you something. If I can reach anybody... Anybody who...
You let them know that having sex with virgins ain't all that good.
Can you imagine having sex with virgins for it? I keep telling y'all, that's the nastiest shit that I can think of. You know, you want 7 virgins for eternity? Why are you stopping at 7? I don't even know.
No, it's 42. It's 42, yeah.
Ooh, that's a lot of mops. You know? I mean, maybe that is hell.
So it's a lot of girls who are going to be crying or just not knowing what they're doing. You want 42 slutty girls.
Yeah, you don't want that shit. But on the cool, though, this is for anybody who's brainwashed by any kind of organization, whether it be religious or otherwise. But you fuckers who are sitting up here thinking that you are going to get this paradise from these guys who are promising you this, to this dude and anybody else.
Preachers and reverends?
All of them. None of these fucking fanatical leaders, especially with this Muslim, I'm not going to say all of them, because some of them really do believe that shit. Ask Jim Jones. But a lot of these fucking Muslim leaders who are convincing these young people to go out there and blow themselves up, these fucking cowards, they ain't going to do it. Yeah, they ask them real quick. Well, I've had my fill of virgins. I know, motherfucker.
I'm too important to the movement.
Yeah. You know, they ain't doing it. That's why they get your young ass to go out there and do it, because you're young and impressionable, and these motherfuckers are doing it because of power tripping. They're not doing it because they want you to get this reward up in heaven or where the fuck you going. And it's just a sad thing, man. I mean, I didn't think you can get any lower. This is a new low in terrorism for you to actually target a function where there's teenagers and children. It's sad. It's just fucking sad. I don't get it, man.
They're already getting theirs. Your president has referred to them as losers.
Oh, what did he? I think he didn't he say monstrous losers?
And no, he said, I don't want to call them monsters. They would love that. I'm going to call them losers. they are losers. Like, well, damn, you're going to do that, man. That's throwing a gauntlet.
Shut it down. Yeah. When I heard that.
I know you're going to hurt him like that.
Man, yeah, that just goes to say, this man don't know what the fuck to say. I'm not trying to make this about Trump, but this is some shit you say to somebody at a bar or somewhere in a parking lot when you're about to get into a fight. Yeah, but. Your fucking loses. You know, that's all you got. Yeah. You still think you on a fucking reality show?
That will demoralize them. Yeah,
that'll stop it.
And then I can tell you right now, these terrorists are like, yes, we lost. All right, sure.
You call us losers?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's colorful.
Oh, you got us, Trump. You got us.
I don't know if I can keep going with this. If I've been doing it with my life,
guys. Am I a loser? Is he talking about me?
No, not you. He meant these other guys.
I can't believe this shit. Yeah, you know what? That loses. Are you fucking serious with that shit? That playground shit?
And that playground shit, yeah. I'm like, you still doing this? Oh, my God.
God damn, when you sit on a merry-go-round, when you said that shit, what the fuck?
This guy murdered children. Yeah, what a loser. What?
I'd rather hear the same old thoughts and prayers shit instead of talking about you fucking losers.
I know, just when you got sick of like, well, I give all my thoughts and prayers to them, he got one to make you go like, you know what, go back to that.
Yeah. Let's go back to the classic. Yeah. Instead of this dumb shit right here. I actually saw that. I say,
yeah, I heard it over and over. I'm like, wow.
I said, am I sure I'm not looking at a... Is this the Trump? Am I sure I'm not just looking at a Trump in the Facebook comment section? Bunch of losers, man.
San Antonio Spurs are losers. Come on, man.
Wow, man. That's all. I mean, this is the one time I'm actually with the terrorists when they say, that's all you got?
Right. Yeah, that would have probably made them laugh even harder.
It's a four-point program. That's the first part. I don't know what the rest are, but that one should decimate them at the beginning.
I don't think he even knows.
He's the commander-in-chief. He knows military strategy.
Demoralized.
Losers. What's next? The bad dudes.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Wow, that I actually kind of look. Anybody could have said that. Obama. Anybody could have said that. It's kind of insulting.
Sure,
it is. But hey, not about him. As I said, it's just really we hope the people of Manchester, and anywhere in the area, anyone around the world who's deeply and closely affected by this, and it's a terrible thing. And it's just all you can say at the end of it all, outside of the anger and the sadness, is just wow. Be careful, man. Be careful. Because
what could you do?
Because they really are getting to a point. This is what I'm talking about with these guys. I mean, you can't let them win, but they got a motherfucker shook when I see a crowd now.
Sure. The thing is, like, you really can't do much to be careful about it because exactly. They're just getting you in, like, subway stations and walking down the street in Times Square and going to an Ariana Grande concert. Like, if it's going to happen.
An Ariana Grande concert is the last place you think you're going to get bombed.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. Ariana Grande, man. Out of all the random shit. I mean, I don't, and she, you know, good move on her. I'm sorry that it even happened with her now, because sure. Now she canceled the rest of her tours.
Well, it was called the Dangerous Woman Tour.
Are you, wow.
And her publicist tweeted out on her Twitter right before that happened, I hope you guys are ready to get dangerous, hashtag Manchester Dangerous. I was like, ooh.
But that's not, you know what, they probably did that shit on purpose. They probably went out there and said, oh, that's the perfect marketing for us. You know, these terrorists. No. You don't think that they had that in mind when they did this shit?
No.
You don't think so?
I think they were just trying to find a concentration of people, and that was probably the most concentrated part of Manchester that night.
Horrible, man. I was thinking about calling off the anniversary party. You know, that would have been.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get those kind of crowds.
Hey, man. Hey, that was a time.
We're going to take out these seven people.
You don't know because they can come back and say, you see, we take out Double Toasted anybody game now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like you put us on a list of some ISIS sort.
Yeah. I'm thinking everything. Everything. So, you know. Forget about it, John. I'm giving y'all money back tonight.
If you blow up Double Toasted, you really are a loser.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one time you can actually use
that. It's like the one time that moniker would be accurate.
Yeah. I mean, your explosives could be used much better. You know? Not on us. Man, it's horrible. Again, so sorry. I keep saying it because I actually feel that way. I was sickened when I heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
I really was. I was on the verge of tears when I heard about it. I almost had to pull over. I'm not exaggerating. Just knowing that it was kids that were involved.
You think being a parent and you knew your child was there.
Well,
and you couldn't get in touch with them right after it happened.
Mm-hmm. That's what got me. I was listening to NPR and they had these parents that they were talking to, and they were, and the fact that they weren't crying because they were still in shock.
Yeah,
some people were saying, "I can't find my kid," and I was just like, "Wow, man, that is horrible. Mm-hmm. That is really horrible." No, I really don't. Of course, there's no guarantee, and we know it'll happen again, but I really hope no one has to suffer through this. Anyway. My thoughts are with you. That being said, moving on to the good stuff. We got that out the way. Now let's move on to things that will hopefully put people in a better mood. Speaking of what's up, son, I want to thank everybody who watched the show and who pushed us to go back and do it again, because I was ready to drop it, but we worked out all the technical kinks, and it was a lot of fun, man.
Good.
Oz is a funny, funny man.
I always said that. I told you that.
No, you didn't say shit. I
tried to tell you. I tried.
I think the last thing you told me, that motherfucker ain't shit, is what you said. Yeah, but you know, I'm glad I didn't listen, Martin.
I go back and forth.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't listen. Now, I like I said, I was looking forward to that Monday, having it off, but we had a really great time. I want to thank everybody out there who really pushed us to doing it. We found a format, because sometimes you just can't get it right unless you throw yourself out there and do it live. And as shitty as some of the comments might be, a lot of those comments were correct, and you helped us get that correct. So thank you all for the encouragement, and we had a great time. Oz was happy.
Was he?
Man, I'm telling you, Mia does not like him. When she sees – she loves Oz.
I was gonna
she
say.
Just hates him talking to me.
Oh.
She sees his number now. She's like – What the fuck does he want now?
Jesus.
She's like, you sure you two aren't dating each other?
Aww.
She's like, what does your boyfriend want now?
That's the same thing she thought about Ray, though.
I know. Yeah. That's what I said.
The heat is off Ray. It's gone. Ray was caught. Oh,
so you and Ray can get it back on again.
Man, no. Ooh. Man, it's a damn shame when I got to change Ray's number. Or the name on his number.
To Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
That's Pizza Hut calling you.
I changed it to Mama. So she thought... So she think my mother's calling. Yeah, when my mom calls, it's Ray. Can I even tell her? I can't fucking talk to you right now, man.
Stop. You'll give us away.
Yeah, me is there. I'm getting away with Oz. But Oz was on cloud nine today. Yo, son, that joint we did last night, man, I ain't felt that good in a long time, son. I was like, yeah, man, it was good. It was good.
I figured out if your impression of him is racially offensive or not.
No, it's not. I told him last, I told him last night because we were talking about one thing that was racially sensitive. I said, here's the thing. As black men, we are not stereotypes. Well, Oz, you are. But I'm not.
No offense, brother, but yeah. That New York dude, yeah. That's you.
Yeah, all them sons you be dropping in that backwards hat. Yeah, got your FUBU on it. No, he was great. It was like watching my kid have a great time. And I know I can't say nothing. Oz is bigger than me. Oz is like my father. When he's saying son to me, I'm like, yeah, I feel that way.
You right?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, daddy. But yeah, it was just so great to see him like loving this and having such a good time and feeling so overjoyed that it worked. So like, on his behalf, thank you. And I'm looking forward to doing this on Mondays. It was yeah, I can tell you, I hated doing it, not because of him, but because of all the problems. And that was the first time I was like, wow, this feels really good. So thank you so much for that. And finally, moving on to the entertainment related stuff. Now, let me go ahead and find something right here for y'all. Okay, now here's the deal. No, we just got through talking about a few things that were movie related. And I know a lot of times, even though we say we feel good about things, we're optimistic, people still come in and they think that we hate shit. Y'all haters, you don't like shit. What's wrong with y'all? You get it all the time, Corey.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I get it.
You don't like anything. I was like, I gave a lot of things full prices and better than sex. Yeah. No, you hate everything. All right.
I did something. Oz and I did something yesterday about Zack Snyder, and we told people this is not about his work. This is not about DC. This is about him and the tragic loss of his daughter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many times I had to put that out there. And I actually say I feel good about people saying that it is about him. We should put that everything else about his work aside, because that's really petty at this moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody had to come in and like, yeah, well, Corey's a hypocrite talking about his daughter. You know, after the shit you talked about him, I was like, did you just not hear me say that this is not about his work? You know, you assholes out there. Which is why I want to be a little bit positive tonight about things. And I want you to hear me now. I say it all the time, but hear me clear. I'm going to talk about why something can work. Okay. And I talk shit about it too. And I said, I don't think that'll actually come together right. Because everybody want to have that universe. And Universal right now, they have announced that, look, man, we
they are universal.
Yeah.
Everybody should have a universe, it's them.
Hey, if anybody should have a universe, hey, it's in the name. And they say, we earned that shit long time ago. What people doing now? That's my shit. I did that. And I'm going to try to explain to you. Because what they're saying, and I'm taking a sniff right here so you can hear me clear. What they said, okay, yeah, we start in the universe, but here's the thing. Okay, maybe we don't have a real roadmap to how the stories are going to be. Maybe we don't have...
Maybe we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Maybe.
Kurt's giggle was perfect.
Hey, if y'all laughing, I cannot blame y'all. But they said, but you know what? We got them stars for your ass, because they said, if our shit wasn't good, then how is it that we can attract all this A-list goodness here? We got Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man, Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll. We got that chick who was in Secret Service.
Gazelle.
Oh, yeah, as the mummy. We got... Oh, check it out, y'all. We got
Javier Bardem
as Frankenstein's monster, and Tom Cruise as
Dracula?
As just a dude.
A dude, like fighting the mummy.
Yeah, but the dude that hangs with the monsters. Yeah, Brendan Fraser. Yeah. I don't know. He might be.
Wait, is he going to be in all the movies?
I don't know, but he's helping to set up this with Russell Crowe. Yeah. And he, I don't know, man. He might be, what's the guy that's the hunter of all the creatures?
Van Helsing.
He might be a Van Helsing type guy. I don't know. I really don't know.
They ain't going to bring Hugh Jackman back?
You know what he is? No, hell no. Hell no. You know, he's the guy that wears tight black shirts. That's him.
Okay.
Monster Impossible. But Martin liked it. Come on, man.
That was terrible and brilliant at the same time.
Hey, man, you are the pro. I need nobody's approval but yours.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. I'm going to tell y'all, for me to come out and say that this might be a possibility, because I'm going to give you about three reasons why this universe could work. And I wasn't crazy about it at first, because I don't like this dark universe trailer that they put out. Martin said, I think it's kind of cool. Did we see the same thing? I'm going to play it, because I'm not sure. But for this new universe with all these stars, all this big budget special effects driven spectacle that they have going on, this is the teaser that they put out for Universal's upcoming Dark Universe.
Let's turn out the light.
The time has come.
Where are we?
Look. Look and wonder. I shall awaken memories of terror and triumph, of love and crime and death. Your spirit that has wandered through so many forms and so many ages. Thou shalt rise again. Of yesterday and become the reality of today. Think of it, waiting for a new life to come.
I shall come back very soon now. What terrible power! The nations of the world will run squealing in terror. To a new world of gods and monsters.
People are like, okay, first of all, this is available on Blu-ray and DVD, a crummy fucking commercial, because people looking at this and they're like, okay, well, you type it up. Johnny Depp and Russell Crowe and Javier Bardem. Where are those motherfuckers in the trailer? Yeah. All this black and white old shit.
Yeah, this is very jarring to me.
Yeah, I was expecting it to transition into the new stuff.
Yeah,
and then they just played that modern epic music over it,
and it looks so goofy with that old footage under it, because you're like, what are you going for? Because that's like classic footage. We already kind of know what the soundtrack should sound of that.
Yeah.
So to seeing it with this new millennial music, it's kind of weird.
It's a weird disconnect.
I mean, that's a cheap thing to do, because I mean, business wise, smart. Because you get to put that colorful ass dark universe logo on there.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, get to peddle all your old stuff. You know, true. Go dig into that universal vault and pull it out. And from a business strategy, that's fine. But man, that's some cheap shit. That's a bitch move, y'all. Bull right there. Is this the one you saw?
That's the one I saw.
No, I'm not coming at you wrong. I'm just asking. So, and it worked for you. So why did you like it?
Well, it worked for me because I thought. Because, when I saw it, it was billed as the trailer for the new Dark Universe. And I started watching it, and I was like, they got me. It's some fan-made trailer thing. But as I watched it, I was like, well, this is kind of cool. It's taking all these great iconic bits from all these different movies, putting together. It's kind of like when they did the when they did the, and they do this sometimes, when they took the Elvis song Rubberneckin' and kind of put the modern beat on it, and it kind of made it fresh again. I was like, okay, it's kind of like a remix of it, and it's taking all the best moments from all these different movies and putting them together with this music that makes them look like, man, that looks really cool. Now, I know that when you watch these movies, some of them are good and some of them are kind of dull.
Yeah.
But just watching it in this cycle right here, I was like, yeah, it's kind of exciting. But I was like, okay, it doesn't tease you to what the new movie's
going
to be.
No, man, not at all.
Because it doesn't even show anything from the new Mummy, which we know is already done.
Man, this is a con.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now.
No. Looking at it as a legitimate trailer for the new stuff, it's like, oh, okay.
But where's it really at? This was like one of those previews when we used to buy like DVDs back in like the early 2000s. You put it in, it would play this. Like, yo, go if you own Scott Pilgrim, go buy these things. You're like, all right, cool.
Oh, yeah. It totally feels like
that. You know what this is that you actually, from a legitimate source, you buy an iPad and you get home and find out it's a box of wood. You know, this is some bait and switch shit right here. You could have put some, I know you haven't filmed a whole lot, you could have put some concept art or something in there.
That and just don't make it feel like, because when we were watching this, I was like, all right, Coleman's going to tell us this is a fan edit, because it looks like something like a fan could put together.
Yes, yes. And which, it's not.
Honestly, until I got here tonight and you started talking about it, that's what I thought this was.
Yeah. And you know something? And the only reason why I'm not coming at them too hard is because they already kind of pulled out a proof of concept with The Mummy. The Mummy is coming out pretty soon. We see this is done. And the second time I saw The Mummy trailer, I was like, you know what? There's some cool stuff in there.
Sure.
Because they introduced some cool concepts that I didn't see in the first Mummy trailer. I thought we were going to get back into some Brendan Fraser stuff. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like some low-rent Indiana. Yeah, exactly. Half-ass Indiana Jones.
Yeah, some hilarious hijinks.
And the Scorpion King.
So I have to say that Dracula, Born Again or whatever, is not a part of this anymore?
No, they did.
Was it Dracula Untold?
Untold.
Untold, yeah.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to hear that shit.
Say Dracula Untold. It wasn't I, Frankenstein?
No, that was a different comic. Yeah. Oh, okay. That was legendary.
Oh, okay. So
they're like the Ang Lee's Hulk in this universe. It's like, forget about that shit.
But you know something? The things that The Mummy promised right here, and this is the Tom Cruise movie, and they I've got to tell you, they did some things in that second trailer that's just little bits and pieces and hints at things that I said, huh, I kind of like that idea.
Stop. Until she has remade our world. Into her own.
That Brandon Fraser sand mummy face.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Hello?
The Alien Covenant.
Looking for me.
When I saw them dudes coming, I was like, oh shit. Okay, this might be actually a little bit scary.
Did y'all see that tonight?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Close enough. So the horror part of it, I was thinking, that's cool, but they're not even playing it up, and that's what brings me into why this universe that they're putting up together, why it might work. Now, here's the deal with Universal, and I got to call Universal out because they out there talking about, when I said that when they were talking about, that's my shit, I did all this. They're talking about, all right, you know what, everybody out there trying to do a universe, we were the original because we had the monster universe.
Sure.
Everybody.
Well, they had different monsters. They didn't come together until Abbott and Costello stepped in.
Actually, no. It was before that. Because, you know, maybe not. I don't know.
Did the scientists bounce in between the movies or something like that?
Well, no. That's the thing with Universal. Because they're sitting up here trying to talk about, you know, Marvel wouldn't be shit if it weren't for Tony Stark. He wouldn't be shit if it weren't for Frankenstein and the Wolfman. Because back then, they did Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. They had these creatures would come together, hang out with Dracula in his house, in House of Dracula. That's a Tyler Perry sitcom. And here's the deal. Now, I will say this. You did lay the groundwork, but this universe shit that y'all are talking about, no. Y'all did crossovers.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they were... Frankenstein would hang out with the Wolfman in one movie, and one of them would die, and then they'd respawn in another movie that's not connected to the previous film.
Right.
If I have that correct, if I'm thinking correctly about that, you know, they, they would reboot these characters in different movies. There would not be a continuing story arc.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's fine. I'm willing to give you that because it was effective. Because as far as pop culture is concerned and society is concerned, you can't think about these creatures without thinking one is hanging out with the other now. They are kind of the Avengers because they...
Well, after Mad Monster Party.
Well, it was even before that, but Mad, you know...
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. And the Groovy Ghoulies.
Yeah, man. They were all kind of, as a kid, you couldn't think about Frankenstein without Dracula and the Wolfman in the background, you know, getting his back. You know, and Mad Monster Party, being a kid, you know, I saw that, and that just gives you proof right there that they were making movies where all these creatures were together just by default.
In order of their appearance...
Dracula.
Frankenstein.
The werewolf.
The hunchback.
The mummy.
Dr. Jekyll.
Mr. Hyde.
Me.
Hector.
Me. Oh. Hello.
This is the kid movie.
Where the pose at? but you know, that's a movie from 1963, I believe, or 60-something. It was Rankin Bass animated film. But you know, that's not the only one throughout the times. It was that, and even the 80s and on, you had that, and the Monster Squad. You had Hanna-Barbera doing stuff.
Hell, you got even Hotel Transylvania?
Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, the Groovy Ghoulies, the cereals.
That's the thing.
Ooh, yeah.
My mama had to, she could not have buy one box of Monster cereal. Like if she bought Frankenberry, she better get Count Chocolate. You know, because I'd be at home and like, where's Count Chocolate?
He's lonely.
Frankenberry's lonely.
She didn't get you Boo Berry too?
Man, don't nobody give a fuck about Boo Berry.
Boo Berry's the best one.
Boo Berry won shit. That's what I'm talking about. How come nobody gives a shit about Boo Berry? Because Boo Berry wasn't part of that classic Universal Monster
That's
lineup.
True. You know, he didn't have a movie.
Yeah. You know, plus he's a fucking pothead. Nobody gives a fuck about Boo Berry.
That's why he gets a cereal.
Yeah. Yummy Mummy is even up in there. But the team was Count Chocolate and Frankenberry because we are taught that those two and a couple others are meant to be together.
So why did they ditch Fruit Brute?
Because
he's a werewolf.
Because he wore them fucking colorful over-ass Mork from Mork overalls.
But they made Boo Berry prominent, and they just gave Fruit Brute the boot.
Because Boo Berry's the best, man.
You know what it was? It was a while back they found out Fruit Brute was gay, man.
That's what I think.
Fruit Brute was a fucking berry.
More like Fruity Brute.
But I said that already. But you couldn't think about one without the other, and I got that. And so by default, with the way we've been conditioned today, yeah, they laid the groundwork. Not a real universe, but I think the cross, at least they put in our minds the idea of the cross interaction.
Okay, maybe this might be speaking from ignorance, but I don't understand how this is supposed to be playing to the main people who they want to see this, like my age and younger. It's like people who are going to be like in 18 and in that generation, because like we know of Frankenstein and the Invisible Man and all these other creatures from the Universal Monster series, but we've all seen them in bad things. That's all we've seen them in since we've been kids, because we've had things like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which wasn't that great, and we've had the I, Frankensteins and the Van Helsing movies. So I'm trying to figure out who they're making this dark universe for, because you guys seem to enjoy it because you have some ties to it as kids, but everything I've seen from them as children, as a child, it doesn't endear it
to
me.
But it's a part of culture now. Whether you've seen them in something or not, you know of them, and you know of them as a monster supergroup. You know, it's like, even if you look at bad stuff, they are driven into us as kids as part of our culture now. You know, they're like the Beatles. You know, you don't have to like them. But
yeah, you got Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, and you got, yeah. You're like, I hate this shit.
But the thing is, like, with Hotel Transylvania, that's a cartoon. So, like, that's easy for it to apply to kids. And it was actually good. But this is, like, I'm assuming some adult serious shit.
Okay, well, you know what? I can answer that for you. And I'm glad you asked, because that brings
Damn.
Me to...
I'm happy you said that.
Well, sir, I'm glad you asked. Step right up. Let me show you something. And the reason why... And if you just got in here, we're going over why the Universal Monster Universe will work. Because I know you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because you're a jaded motherfucker. But
goddamn right.
This is for you. And I just said that Universal set up the groundwork. They're not a real universe, but they did set up the crossover stuff. Oh, he looking like you so wrong, Corey. But I'll let you come in and respond. Now, here's the other thing you're talking about. All right, we've been given some bad stuff right now. Well, that's what they're trying to correct here, because. Mm-hmm. These are these are not really horror films, and I'm happy about that. They're set the way they're setting these up, and there'll be elements of horror in there, but they really are being set up like as superheroes or sci-fi adventure. And I know a lot of people scoff at that, but I'm going to tell you why that works. For one, I mean, they're going about it the right way. I like when, if you're going to go big with horror, don't try to come in with too much supernatural stuff, because supernatural stuff, when it has too many effects and too much pizzazz to it, it's not effective to me. They're kind of taking the Marvel route here. The universe is being set up by Dr. Jekyll, who has this company called Prodigium.
He's the Nick Fury in this universe?
Yeah, he is, man. Okay. No bullshit. He really is. They run an organization where they try to counter evil.
See? Now these cracks are starting to show up, Martin.
I'll tell you why I like it, because, you know, that, like Martin, now that's the first thing we said when we saw The Mummy. We said that we like that they are trying to bring in science to actually leverage some of this horror stuff.
Dr. Jekyll operates a thing called Prodigium. And Prodigium essentially is an organization that pinpoints evil and tries to neutralize it.
Okay, motherfucker, you shit.
He's not even looking at the camera, so we
Because they're bringing in science.
Science.
He's even looking like, yeah, how to describe this bullshit. I'll get your opinion. I don't expect everybody to agree with this, but I like that they're trying to go big with this. If you want to go big, like I said, I don't like when horror films have too many special effects. I don't like when they're big. I like it when it's a little more low key. I like it when it's quiet. I think the right approach to do this kind of thing with these creatures, especially since we all know them and they're not really that scary anyway, if you're going to do big budget special effects movies, take the big adventure route with them. Even if it's something ridiculous like this. I like that aspect. I know that everybody does. I mean, Martin, you seem to flip-flop. No, I'm not going to say flip-flop. I have a change of mind on this right here.
Yeah, I do. In as much as, like, what you're saying about keeping it low-key, I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. And when I see the trailers for The Mummy, I like everything until it gets to the point of, like, she's going to remake the whole city.
Yep.
You know, she wants.
With that, like, big sand face.
Yeah, with the sand face and her taking over London and all, I'm like, why does it have to be all that?
Yeah.
Why can't it be just more localized and just scary on a level that's relatable? Like, yeah, she's destroying a city. I'm like,
that's one of the things I liked about the first Mummy, is that it was, they weren't trying to make it a deep horror film. It was fun. It was an adventure film, and not a lot of people like that. And I don't expect a lot of people to agree with me, but I did like that. And I like that they, you know, if you're going to do this, go big, bring it together. I even like, I mean, we're talking about Dr. Jekyll is the Nick Fury of this. I like that they're using Russell Crowe to be Dr. Jekyll, who's the one that's bringing this all together. I kind of like what they're doing with him. Like, he's running things and he's telling people, like, hey, look, I got your back. I want to help you out with this evil going on in the world, but don't fuck with me.
You've got to be wary of a man like me.
Come here, motherfucker. Don't run from me.
Oh, is that when Corey Coleman did?
I had to throw that chair. Yeah. I know.
Don't you ever.
I know. That's me writing an email. Motherfucker.
The thing is, Dr. Jekyll leads right into the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. And I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I'm looking forward to see what he does. Look like an evil Colonel Sanders right there.
Jesus Christ, man.
You don't like my chicken?
Show you my spices.
No! Got these herbs and spices for your ass.
Are you out your goddamn mind?
Motherfucker, you out your mind? I know, again, like a lot of people don't like that, and that's cool. That is cool with me. And you know what? And here's the another reason why I don't mind it is because even when you had the old movies, when they start to do the crossovers and they start to do the interaction, even in the back in the original day, Universal, they didn't even start paying attention to the horror anymore.
They got silly at that. Man, it's like, you wanted that so badly, and then when you watched it, you're like, oh.
Like love stories.
Even Universal. Look, no disrespect to these classic monsters. I love them. I grew up with them. I adore them. I love them so much. Maybe that's why I want this. But even Universal at the time, they said, yeah, this is fucking stupid. And they weren't even horror movies anymore. They actually brought in
Billy the Kid.
Well, back in the day, they actually brought in the comedy duo of that time, Abbott and Costello.
The nation's top comics, Abbott and Costello. Petrified, but hilariously. dangerous and terrifying Wolfman, played by Lon Chaney. Plus that fiend out of a nightmare, the vampire bat
with the cartoon cape.
Why is this cape made out of trash bag? Broke ass Dracula.
You know, that's all the special effects back then. We're looking at the trailer, and you know, this is the 40s, so they couldn't actually do CG effects, so they had a cartoon cape come out for. They animated his cape for Dracula.
Plus that fiend out of a nightmare, the vampire Batman.
Got that cartoon pimpness going on right there. Even back then. They decided, like, yeah, these aren't, you know, these things
they
right
played
here.
Them for laughs.
What's that?
They played them for laughs.
Yeah, they played them for laughs. They didn't give a fuck. Like, you're laughing right now. How you feel about that?
I'm not opposed to the idea of making a universe with all the Universal monsters. I think that could be really cool. But when I look at this Mummy trailer, I think they're going about it the completely wrong way, because you eat a whale one bite at a time. and this thing, you're introducing so much scale right off the bat for a movie that looks like it's probably going to bomb. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I feel like the universe might bomb, but I would never bet against Tom Cruise to sell tickets.
I would. He hasn't had a big hit in a while.
Wasn't the last Mission Impossible a hit?
Yeah. That's a Mission Impossible movie. Look at
it's
like
a Tom Cruise movie.
What was that movie with him and Morgan Freeman in that sci-fi world? That thing bombed.
Elysium?
You can't even.
Oblivion, yeah, thank you.
That bombed. The one that him going back in time over and over again. A really good movie. That one bombed.
That was marketed bad, though.
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow.
So. Well, you know, I look at it, and it gets me hopeful. If at the time Universal could even look at this and said, you know what? We're not taking this serious anymore. We can cross this over with anything. We can do anything with it. Then I don't really feel like it has to be held to like being horror movies anymore. In fact, since it's Universal, we might even get that Tyrese and Ludacris meets Frankenstein movie right now.
Yeah, exactly right.
I was thinking, which two comedians could they have in here? It would be those two.
Fast and Furious is already at Universal. Yeah. Tyrese and Ludacris are the Abbott and Costello of the Fast and Furious franchise.
If they did Fast and the Furious and the Spooky, I'd be all for that.
Like right there, we got the Fast and the Frankenstein.
Yeah, we are with the Fast and the Furious movies. You have to like figure out which ones come in the timeline. Now you have to figure out where the Mummy fits in.
Yeah,
all
that. Yeah. I feel like The Rock fighting Frankenstein's monster. Shit would be awesome.
And by the way,
that would be.
I told Sammy to make that poster today. He's the one that came up with the Fast and the Frankenstein. Which, God damn it, Sammy, I want that movie now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like
they'll do it.
And again, if they did it, would we be surprised?
No.
If Frankenstein was driving a car, would we be surprised?
Get him, Frankenstein. Wasn't that his name in Death Race? Was it Frankenstein?
Yeah.
The guy?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's that whole time.
I mean, if they called out the roster, Ludacris, Tyrese, Jason Statham, Frankenstein, would anybody be like, what? No, everybody be like,
let's see how this plays.
I like that they're bringing it back to reality.
They're grounding it in something.
I was wondering when he was going to pop up.
Let's see how this plays out.
Yeah. Frankenstein, Optimus Prime. Yeah, why not? Booberry, count chocolate.
Yes.
Hey, look, speaking of the Fast and the Furious, my last thing here, my last big point is that Universal. You guys are saying, man, this stuff that they're trying to do, it looks dumb. It looks stupid. I don't know why they're trying to do this. And that is my point. Universal makes dumb shit work.
Yeah, that's true.
If we look at, I mean, one only has to follow one franchise from back in the day. Fast and Furious has literally lost its fucking mind and went from exaggerated street racing to being superhero movies. And the progression was it was so well planned. It was so steady. It was so smooth that at this point,
we snuck up on it.
I mean, we are frogs boiled in water. At this point, nobody is walking out saying, what the fuck, except me. And when I say it, people are like, man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Have fun. Shut up.
Well, to be fair, it had a mind to lose first. This new Mummy thing looks like it looks like Fast and Furious already. you got a sandstorm destroying London.
And well, you know, again, we're used to seeing that kind of thing. I mean, here's the other thing. If I can't convince you with Vin Diesel and the Furious crew, those Martin's favorite, those minions. I mean, I love seeing the
twitches. Why are you always bringing that back up?
Man, I don't want to do it, Martin. I don't want to do it, but it cannot be denied. These little fuckers right here, they are nothing but yellow balls talking gibberish. They don't even have to have half a script because they ain't got no dialogue.
Nope.
But they are a billion-dollar industry right now.
Yeah,
it's true. They are.
Universal knows how to make dumb shit work, whether you like it or not. Sure, they messed up. They had some. They stalled out in a few places. Dracula Untold. That, you know what, they
talk about stalling out. The car exploded with that one.
Kablooey. Somebody people say, who's trying to tell that shit in the first place? There's a reason why it's untold. Yeah, they messed up with that, but they don't give up. And once they hit their stride, they
I feel like they did. Yeah. We haven't seen another Dracula movie since.
You will.
They'll abandon you.
Yeah. No, you know what they did? They said, Dracula, go sit your ass down. Mommy, come on up. Well,
did they do I, Frankenstein also? Is that
no. Those the guys who did Underworld.
Oh, okay.
Where were you like 30 minutes ago when I told him they were not the ones that did our Frankenstein? Nobody listened to me. 20 minutes ago, he asked, did they do our Frankenstein? I said, no, that was legendary. You even responded, yeah. And then right now, didn't they do our Frankenstein?
Let's go for it.
Now, if you keep asking, the answer might change.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, and here's the point.
Universal's I, Frankenstein. Huh?
Sure. I should have just said, yeah, they did. Yeah, good. But here's the deal. Universal is so good at making their dumb shit work that their dumb shit has made you think that they are a bigger studio than what they are. At least some people are. Because of their big franchises, their properties, a lot of people think behind Disney, they are the biggest grossing studio out there. And if I'm correct in looking at what's out there, I was looking at this on...
Between the Fast and Furious and Jurassic World, they aren't?
They are not. But between Fast and Furious, Jurassic World,
Minions,
what do Minions come from, Despicable Me. If I'm looking at this right, at least from 2016, I'm looking at this on Deadline Hollywood, domestically and internationally, they're ranked fourth. Disney, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, and then
top three have big superhero franchises. You got Marvel with Disney, DC with
you put it back up,
and then Fox with X-Men. Yeah. And,
I'm looking at both domestic and international. They come in fourth place in both those, and I see why people can. But you know, despite what all those other studios have, people think Universal right under there, and they're not. But they know how to center in on one, on or two or three properties. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, "Man, this is bullshit," but it works.
They do a lot of horror movies too that kind of just slide under the radar. Like I think the second Conjuring or Ouija 2 was a Universal movie.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get Out, wasn't that?
So that was Universal as well. Yeah.
Transformers is whose?
Paramount.
That's Paramount.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This ain't gonna work. This is bad, man. Like I said, I don't. Maybe for y'all, because y'all grew up with these characters as being
y'all.
Well, maybe it's you, Coleman, growing up with somebody who idolizes these characters as being together and coming as a package deal. It's something that is going to be great. But for me, man, I just feel like us growing up, people my age and younger, we've always seen these characters as either goofy or dated. And that's what irks me about this. And then we've had examples of things, what they seem to be trying to do, like Hellboy and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, where you get all these monsters together. And yeah, it comes together and makes a decent movie, but like a whole universe to base it around, I'm not feeling that, man.
That's fair. That really is fair because you're the person that Universal is trying to convince. They're trying to convince a new generation. And I don't blame them. They're sitting
they don't give a shit about us.
Yeah, they got us already. Shit, we out. We old. You know, we had ours, and we enjoyed it. You know? I mean, but they're trying to convince a new generation. Do you feel like him?
A little bit, yeah. I don't think I'm quite as pessimistic as you are, because I could see how it could work.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they're approaching it the right
way. And what's the wrong way?
Yeah, the right way. Because I feel like you'd want it to be smaller.
Because
You're taking something that at its roots it was horror, and they're Avenger making it an Avengers movie, and
right.
It's like you don't have to make it be like the Avengers if you want it to be.
I get it, but they're trying. That's you are the ones that they're going to have to prove it to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just going to be hurt.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, I don't. I'm going to be hurt, but I don't give a fuck anymore. They want you.
right. I'm interested to see how this turns out and what direction they're going to take. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming we're going to get the starting embers of it in the new Mummy movie. So
and look. Mm-hmm. As, maybe from a creative standpoint, yeah. I did have a fourth point. If they don't get you, they're probably going to get a lot of people because of the star power that's behind it. I mean, they already got all these A-list people. As I said, Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, Javier Bardem, Russell Crowe. Man, I love this picture. Russell Crowe like, hey, wait, I ain't ready yet. He snapped that picture. Everybody looking cool. He looking confused. Everybody, hold on. And that's the one that they use. I love how Tom Cruise just like, I ain't dressing up for this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no way.
Everybody got on their GQ suits, the Esquire, and he's wearing that black shirt and them jeans, man.
He's doing his Corey Coleman.
Man, that is, man, he's the one shit. I learned it from.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's good enough for Cruise, that black shirt is good enough for me right there.
And I really like the casting of Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man because I'm sick of seeing him.
You know, I wish he could be casted as a Quiet Man too.
Yeah,
I'm tired of hearing his ass too. But yeah, that a lot of people actually said that. Yeah, good. I don't have to look at his ass.
Exactly.
Crazy ass makeup on.
Yeah, man. It'll be a fake nose and nothing else running around.
Yeah. You know?
They probably filmed him with that just so he'd do the movie.
Yeah.
Just composite.
Why is it all green? Don't worry about it. It'll make sense in the movie. Edit it out.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah. It's another $20 million to CGI out of nose. But. Yeah, I think the star power could help out with this too, and I like that. I like the casting. Now, with all that said, you know, I'll wrap it up by saying I also agree with you guys. I mean, if they come together and they, you know, after they fought evil and they've been fought by Tom Cruise or whoever else has got them and put them in that cage and saved the day, if they're released as a big Avengers type monster group and they're fighting aliens, mm-hmm. I'm fucking done. You know, I'm done with it. I'm out. And
what else they gonna fight? Like, they gonna fight another monster?
A bigger evil.
Well, think about this. The Avengers were all
Godzilla.
Warner Bros. Like, they don't even think about it.
Frankenstein meets Skull Island. But what are you saying?
The Avengers are all superheroes who fight bad guys, and sure, they manufacture reason for them to fight each other. But once that's done, they all work together to fight, you know, they're good fighting evil.
Yeah.
Whereas these are all monsters who turn on people. So you got to get them to switch alignments first.
Hey, you know what?
And then murderers. After something.
It could be the Suicide Squad movie that we wanted. You know? I mean, I don't know.
Don't say that. Gives me chills.
You don't know. We might.
Douche chills.
And I feel like
some kind of monster squad.
I feel like Marvel was actually having rumblings about doing this with one of their properties because they have like a horror squad.
They
thing.
Do. They do. Oh, yeah. The Howling Commando.
That's right. That is right. And look, the other thing is they're talking about, because they have the property, they're already talking about, yeah, we're doing everything. We're doing Bride of Frankenstein. And we're like, man, we ain't even got a Frankenstein yet.
This is how I feel about this franchise coming out. It's a universe. No!
You know what? I do too. Except I'm like,
I can write a dissertation on how it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
To get the project going.
I think
going
you
for
did.
You.
I think you said why we will never have a universal universe. And then they actually did it. So
if the Mummy bombs, do you think they're just going to be like, ah, fuck it?
They're too many and too deep.
They're done. They're done.
You know what? No, at this point they got some commitments. So they'll probably be DC for a little bit until they sputter out, because DC's money. You know, DC's making money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if they start, if Universal pulls this and Mummy's not a success, they'll do one or two more to see how it goes. And after that, they yanking the plug on that shit. It's not happening.
They should.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on, man. They took a picture for GQ or Esquire. So they in.
That's just a picture.
Not in costume or anything.
No. That goes to show you they got nothing planned.
Johnny Depp, I need this money.
Yeah. He really does.
He does. So, you know, that's my whole thing right there. I'm optimistic about it. I'm, again, cautiously optimistic. Who knows? I'm willing to give it a chance. So shut up.
I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it a chance.
I was just like laughing as you were like, everyone was saying, yeah, you guys always hate on everything. The three of us just hated on this the whole entire time.
But we gave valid points, though.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No. No, you didn't. He's like, man, I'm a millennial. Prove to me this shit.
Those are my exact words.
Fuck old ass Frankenstein. Give me that new shit. I bet if Kanye was playing that motherfucker, you'd like. If they did a trap soundtrack to this, you'd like.
Young Thug is the Invisible Man. I'd be down with that. I would so be down with that.
that.
Maybe that's what they should do.
T.I. is Dr. Jekyll. I'm in. I signed it up, Universal. Let's make that happen.
The Monsters of Atlanta.
Oh, my God. This is writing itself. Oh, when I get home.
Then I need to stop. Ian, I'll probably bring in later to hear your opinion on this because you are the authorities. Yes. Yeah, you are. I've been told by Sam that next time we go hang out with the schmoes, you need to be in tow. So, yeah, all right. Hey, don't give up, man.
Never say no.
Dreams can come true. Oh, let's see here. What
was that a Roger Moore bond? No.
Okay. No. Dreams do come true. No, that is not a Bond movie.
I said
man.
Never say never. Oh, never say never. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, okay.
Then, fuck y'all. You bitches.
Oh, I heard was.
Fuck y'all.
I heard that.
Dreams do come true. That's all I heard.
That's what I heard too.
Like, what? No.
James Bond in Dreams Do Come True. He's shooting flowers at his guns. But speaking of James Bond, man, let's go ahead and pay tribute to a man right here. Some people say
it was Sean Connery. It
was that?
Never say never.
It was Sean Connery.
Oh yeah, no, it was. What was it? Okay.
It was the unofficial one.
But we're gonna talk about what some people consider to be the official James Bond. Roger Moore. A lot of people are saying that was my James Bond right there.
Sure, depending on when you grew up.
When you grew up, because
pants.
I know. You know what I like? I like in every one of these things when they shoot somebody, the dude when he's shot, he kind of stumbles this way.
Yeah.
You know, he's steady with that gun.
He took too long to take the shot.
He's clearly drunk.
But the way he's so accurate going left and right, you know, usually the person's like, fuck. But this guy's like, whoa. But James Bond, everybody has their James Bond. And a lot of people who came up in my generation, Roger Moore, that was their James Bond. And James Bond... Now, a lot of people are saying tragically, and I want to, I mean no disrespect.
He's 89.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won. You hit 80, you cross the finish line.
Well, yeah. When you hit 80, should I even say 85? You know, when you.
Everything after that is a victory lap.
And did you hear what he died of?
No.
Besides being 89.
Well, I heard he had some form of cancer.
He had cancer.
Yeah.
He had cancer, and people are looking at anytime you throw cancer in the mix, that's tragic.
Sure.
But. And it is, but I will say, look, man, at 89, and you were James Bond, too?
Yeah.
That's a good life. And, I mean, I'm looking at him right there. He was up there in his picture. The old man looking good.
Sure.
Wife was looking good. And a lot of people, as I said, now, at 89, he died. He died in Switzerland. They're about to have a funeral for him in Monaco. And, you know, sad.
He was always there playing Baccarat.
What's that?
He was always there playing Baccarat.
Baccarat.
From the James Bond movies. God damn.
I know everybody.
It's from the one Dreams Can Come True. Is that what that James Bond?
Yeah, that one.
He missed it.
But
he ain't got it.
Ian don't count. He's on the couch.
You're going to be number four.
But
here's. Don't learn.
I know. But here's the deal. My man right here, he was. He was James Bond for people in the 70s when I was coming up.
Sure.
You know, and before we get into the James Bond, because, yes, he is synonymous with James Bond. In fact, he is the first James Bond. He played James Bond 7 times himself, but he is the first person to play the mainstream James Bond that died. I would say, you know, all the James Bond that were theatrically released, he's the first one to die out of that bunch. I thought George Lazenby was dead right now from Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Right.
He
just has a new documentary that
really?
Showed it.
Oh, South being James Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, George Lazenby's actually 77. I thought he was older than Roger Moore. I don't know why, but if y'all looking at him right there, I love this picture right here. Man, get your ass off that laptop.
I know.
You ain't going to be here long. You fall
yeah. I'm James Bond. Yippee.
get your ass off.
Yo, not acting that. Yeah.
I'm a secret agent. Can't you tell?
Yeah. And I'm surfing, too.
Look, Mom, I'm not fixing cars no more.
But as far as this James Bond that we have, before getting into James Bond, because he was synonymous with that, He owned that role for the James Bond, the version that he played. But he did a lot of things before then and a lot of things after. For example, a lot of people, they know him, and people who were before my generation, a couple of generations before that, you might remember him from the TV show. You know which one I'm talking about.
I remember him from two TV shows.
Which ones?
From Maverick and The Saint.
Saint, where he played Simon, what was
Templar.
It? Templar.
This is Simon Templar.
He's like he's fucking with people. He's like, yeah. Do you see this shit over my head? Are you tripping yet? Ooh. This head. what you doing? Man, I didn't even notice that. Man, for the intro to The Saint, they had a stick figure, and to me, it used to look cool. Now I'm looking at it like he's doing a chicken dance or something. Oh, he's looking like, honey, let me tell you.
It's like a sock bucket without the sock.
Girl.
But that was a classic theme right
Hell
there.
Yeah.
What was the other show you remember him from?
Maverick. Maverick with James Garner.
Oh yeah, yeah. They made that movie later on with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the good show. The show is actually really good. It's almost like if you took the Rockford Files and had it in the West Western time.
Yeah, but you know the thing about the what is that?
There
noise?
He is.
Oh, okay. I was like, where the fuck is that coming from? Did you hear that shit?
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's cut down. I thought I heard I thought I heard our own voice.
Hearing voices.
I did too.
You heard that shit. I'm not crazy.
They weren't telling you to kill any of us. But.
Yeah, they told me to kill Corey.
Yourself?
The Saint, though, they had, now that ran from 1962 to 69. Mm. A lot of people, especially right now, they were saying before Roger Moore was actually James Bond. That show kind of predicted later on that he would be James Bond. They actually dropped a little bit of a joke in there that eventually came true.
Ah, Miss Hill, come on in.
The keys.
You fixed it.
Yes, I did.
Well done.
It worked out just as you said it would. The Joysons have left, and this apartment is available from tomorrow for your friends in the FBI. I just can't wait for my next assignment. Me, working for James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. You're not just teasing me, are you? You really are James Bond.
Does he cut that on just to fuck with people?
Can the other people see that, or is it just him?
I don't know. I think she sees this. She's like, oh shit.
It's kicking in.
I'm tripping. She's like, I'm high as fuck.
You look so confused every time that halo pops.
I know. He just carries that shit around with him everywhere he goes. What is it, a trick? But with that, throughout time, a lot of people kind of forgot that he played the Saint. A lot of older generation people do, but James Bond, of course, overshadowed that after a while.
Sure.
And you know what? If you look at Roger Moore's IMDb page, this guy did a lot. And seriously, a lot of things that people just don't remember. I'm looking at his roster, his resume right now of projects that he's done. I mean, I'm scrolling. Shit, he's dead. Jesus. He's still making movies right now. They say filming at this point. So he did, I just want to say that he did a lot of things so that we can actually pay some tribute to his career.
Sure.
But let's be honest. He's always going to be James Bond, and he is James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, a version of James Bond, but he is one of the most memorable versions. Now, I'm going to say something. He is not my favorite James Bond. That honor goes to Sean Connery and Daniel Craig. Sean Connery, of course, being the first James Bond that was out there with Dr. No, one of my favorite films. But Sean Connery will always, not Sean Connery, but Roger Moore will always be my first because I grew up with that version of James Bond.
I guess when I grew up, Roger Moore was James Bond in a theater. But the James Bond I was seeing the most was Sean Connery on TV because they would show those movies on television. So I had kind of both of those things going. And I think I liked Roger Moore the best at first, but then I came later to really, really appreciate Sean Connery because Because I think, you know, Roger Moore always gets tagged with being in the sillier James Bonds, which he was. There's no getting around it. But I think his very first one, Live and Let Die, I think is one of the better James Bond movies.
You know what?
That one and then it got pretty silly after that, but then...
Well, hold on, because I know you're about to bring some other stuff, and I just want to say that you were right about Live and Let Die. That's the one that...
Live and Let Die!
Oh, I don't think I'm doing the Axl Rose version.
Live and Let Die! I gotta die! Live and Let Die!
But... When I was a kid, you know, Live and Let Die was on TV all the time. That's where he went. Where did he go? He went to.
He's in Florida with that crazy sheriff, and he brings in voodoo.
But he's in the Caribbean,
yeah, he's in the Caribbean.
And that's where you affect Cotto, and that's a weird movie.
Jeffrey Holder.
Yeah, it's a weird movie, man. When I as a kid, I didn't know any better. It's kind of weird watching it today, but it is a classic, and that's what I grew up with as far as my first James Bond Roger Moore experience.
Roger Moore is James Bond, 007, in Ian Fleming's Live and Let Die.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Names is for tombstones, baby.
He's like, what?
Is that guy
like,
a zombie?
He's like, well, I'm just laughing like, this for tombstone, baby.
Niggas in
it's a little dark in here.
It should turn into a blaxploitation movie. It's for tombstone, baby.
It kind of has that feel off.
Yeah. Didn't Roger Moore look like, you want to call me a jive turkey now, too? Because this shit really...
That look he was giving.
He looked like nigga for real. Because the shit really was. It was like a blaxploitation movie.
Waste him now.
Like he's fighting Robo Negro and shit. This dude right here. The black dude with the
$600 man.
The $600 million black man. But it was yeah, man, it's not the most racially sensitive movie.
You don't say.
they were blowing up Negroes left and right in that film.
No, the funny thing is because, I mean, I haven't obviously been born in the late 80s. I had only seen Pierce Brosnan's and Daniel Craig's Bonds. Mm-hmm. So this is Live and Let Die is the only other James Bond movie that I've seen from the older ones.
Oh, really?
So like this, what is like held as the big franchise that it became. But I know there's other things out there like Moonraker and things like that, which and Goldfinger. But yeah, this is the one I was like, all right, sure. I'm glad they got better.
Oh my God, dude! If you ever see Moonraker,
dude, that is the thing about it because. For a lot of people, this Roger Moore, they kind of have a love-hate relationship with him because Roger Moore embodied everything that James Bond could be. He was suave, charismatic, magnetic. Mm-hmm. Everybody still wanted to be him, but he was cracking those jokes, those puns.
Yeah, he had those puns, and he wasn't that good of a fighter, really.
Nah.
Yeah, the only stuff outside of the movies that I saw from the older James Bond was in GoldenEye 64 because you could pick characters like Oddjob and Jaws.
And what's the dude with the top hat?
Oddjob.
And you know... that's another thing people didn't like about it is because they said it's not just James Bond, but his movies, they were silly. You know, they were that almost like a parody of James Bond. It ended this cartoonishly sci-fi level. And that's exactly what Moonraker was.
Yep.
Yeah. An entire city in space.
James Bond.
Yeah. Moonraker is what all the Austin Powers movies are based on.
Yeah, this makes like Austin Powers almost look like a drama.
Why is Eddie Munster the main villain in this?
With that hipster shirt and spaces. And you know the funny thing about it is that the reason why you probably found it ridiculous because we all saw Moonraker as a kid. Either it was on TV or you know we rented it later out of curiosity. But the movie. If you need to refresh it really turned into Star Wars after a certain point.
Yeah.
Like and Star Trek, like you see that dude?
Oh yeah.
You know it turned into like when the Enterprise gets hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And people start falling. Like I'm looking at this right here. Yeah, no, Mr. Bond. Watch this dude over here. That dude died. I'm telling you that now.
He took the plunge.
But watch this, man. They start shooting lasers at each other.
Yes!
But that was the dopest gun in GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a ridiculous movie, man. And the only reason why it really gets a pass is because Roger Moore, man.
Isn't that the one where Jaws falls in love, too?
Yes, it is. Yeah. At the end? Yeah. Yes.
y'all want me to go back and watch this?
No. Well, only because you have a love for watching bad movies.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah. Like Jaws. And I kind of like that because Jaws was in another movie. Which one was it?
It was Spy Who Loved Me, right?
He was the one of the returning bad guys who had a happy ending. Like he, because you always felt bad for him because his teeth were fucked up. And he was like...
he had gigantism.
Yeah. So I went to school with a girl who had braces that looked like that.
You called her Jaws, didn't you?
No, we called her... yeah, we did.
I knew it.
Yeah, we did, man. But hey, he found love, so she can, so can she. But yeah, this was one... It was corny. It was really corny. But I don't know. You were looking at me when I said Roger Moore helped it get a pass. He's like, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
Because the movie still, like, if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, they're like, yeah, it's, you know, it's dumb, but people still gave it like 60%.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
This is one of my absolute least favorite in the entire series.
Man, okay, shut up.
But they got matching uniforms, man. Come on.
Everybody got matching jumpsuits.
Yeah, this is a film sensation
They got those old man jumpsuits in space.
Yeah. Like what? By the time I saw this one, I was so completely turned off on Roger Moore.
Okay, now,
he didn't win me back until... For Your Eyes
this
Only.
This was Die Another Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you know something?
Except I don't hate Die Another Day.
No.
See, that's one of the reasons why I gave Die Another Day a pass. I was, me being a kid and watching this when it came out, and of course, Star Wars still being kind of the craze and space operas, and that's what they were kind of riding off of with this, too.
I mean,
you know, they were trying to get into it, get some of that space opera Star Wars success. And as a kid, I'm like, oh, this is cool, man. James Bond in a Star Wars movie. But I was a stupid kid, you know. But so I have a nostalgic affection for this movie. But that also is something where even Sean Connery himself had to come out and say, he was trying to be nice, too, because they asked him. They said, listen, you know, tell us how you really feel about Roger Moore. And later on, they asked him about Daniel Craig. And later, he said with Daniel Craig, he's like, yo, Daniel Craig is cool, but Roger Moore...
Roger, which I think he may have inherited in part from after Diamonds Are Forever, where they were already getting into that area of too much hardware, that was more important, and his is a sort of parody of the character, as it were, in that situation, so that you will go for the laugh or the humor at whatever the cost of the credibility or the reality.
In other words, of some stupid shit is what he's trying to say. He's just being very nice.
Wasn't he bitter as hell, though, when he left and did the, was it, the one we talk about, Never Say Never?
Well, he had quit. He didn't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's when he got Lazenby.
Yeah.
And then that one failed. And they say, like, all right, man, how much money we got to pay you to do one movie?
Yeah.
And he came back for Diamonds Are Forever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, with that other one, with Never Say Never Again, I guess it was like, it was like a breakup in the producer and studio and
okay,
and they had to put that fake ass hairpiece on him. You know, yeah.
He always wore hairpiece.
Yeah, he had a hairpiece in Dr. No.
Was that a hairpiece in Dr. No?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, dream shattered.
Yeah.
What's a hairpiece? For a spy, he used to do some dumb shit too. I remember one of his spy moves was to pull a pluck of hair and put it on the crack of the door. Because if he came back and that hair was gone and somebody came to the room, I think the air conditioner could have blew that shit off, man. Yeah. You know,
he'd have to kill that, too.
Damn, yo! But...
blowing all this air. Who the fuck do you think you are?
But you know what? While people want to talk about Roger Moore being silly and his genre being silly... That was the flavor that Pierce Brosnan brought in. He was kind of the embodiment of
he was a cross between the two of them.
Yeah, but for a lot of people, they say, man, they reflect back on that and they say, man, GoldenEye was a great movie and, you know, some of the other stuff that he did. But he was really leaning on that Roger Moore, James Bond, because he was cracking a lot of jokes. And it only took a little while for the movies. They didn't always start out being that grounded. They kind of hit the ground running into some ridiculous shit. But it was Die Another Day where that was the one where they said, nah, this has gone full-fledged, retarded-ass Roger Moore.
Who said you?
Your mama. Where you're going, I'll get you. Yeah,
makes Moonraker look
like Mr. Bond's been explaining his Big Bang Theory. Yeah, I think I got it.
stomach.
You know, they went wild. People were like, wow, man. And Halle Berry was not helping.
I remember seeing that, and I was like, I don't know what is going on.
And I was like, sure, lasers.
I don't hate this movie because there's some parts of it that are good, and there's some parts of it that are really silly.
Yeah.
And with Moonraker, it's just all the way through. It's just like... Okay.
Yeah. You know what?
Another day.
The Madonna.
The Madonna theme, song.
Yeah.
And then she shows up in the movie as a fencing instructor.
I forgot that.
Oh yeah.
Because I can't even really watch this movie anymore. Yeah. At the time, I thought I liked it, and I went back and cut it off midway.
Well, I remember one of the big things was I remember being a kid when this came out, and they were kept saying, "Yo, Halle Berry's the new James Bond girl, and she's not that Bond girl that just gets slept with and she disappears. She kicks ass," and they had her coming out of the water in the orange bikini.
But then
she gets slept with and gets her ass kicked by Rosamund Pike. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they tried to do a spinoff with her. They tried to create that Bond universe for the Vixen Jinx. Yeah. They tried to give her own spinoff, which thankfully never happened. They came in and just shut that off quick.
It just turned it into Catwoman.
There was one scene I remember liking in Die Another Day a lot. There's a cool sword fight in it.
That's what I was going to say. The fencing fight is really good. Yeah.
The North Korea chase was good, too.
But what I remember was, that whole thing with him getting captured and tortured and all that, it had a great opening. But what I remember most about his movies, his run of movies, was GoldenEye was just like perfect. And then the next two movies were dull as shit.
Yeah. Tomorrow Never Dies.
With Die Another Day being silly, I was like, hey man, something's happening here.
The world is not enough.
To me, I was at that point, I was like, they have fucking Bond all up, which is why I love Casino Royale. I know Martin, I like that movie. Yeah, he does not like. I love Casino Royale. But you know what?
Are you not a fan of Casino Royale?
No.
I'm not.
I don't
either,
watch
actually.
A dude play poker for 30 minutes.
What did you just say?
I hate Casino Royale because I don't want to watch a guy play poker for 30 minutes.
Oh my God. Thank you. Somebody else said it.
Like, I watch ESPN4 to watch this movie.
Oh my God.
They don't get it. They
this
don't
is the
understand.
Best show ever.
We know how to play poker, man. We get it.
And he's losing the whole time. No, I got this.
Well,
you got it.
Found it exciting. Thank you, sir.
Watching him and Jeffrey Rush have conversations over a poker table.
You got my back on this, man. Thank you. Thank you.
But what you think about that Monster Cinematic Universe, though? Got him back.
You know what, though? One of the things I will give Roger Moore is that he always had a sense of humor about it.
Sure.
He know when it was done, he never tried to get serious about it, never got mad, never lamented on it too hard, and was knighted over it. And he still went back and said, look, I know it was the James Bond idea was crazy. I know that, it was all
fun.
He's like,
I didn't write this.
Yeah, I'm doing my thing.
And he paid, man.
And he was not trying to be James Bond.
True.
He, in a movie, they couldn't get him to be James Bond, but unless he was making a parody of himself. Mm. Like, a Cannonball Run. It was a lot of things.
Oh yeah, because I was thinking of a movie called Folks,
it was like Folks.
Yeah,
yeah, and Cats and Dogs. He was one of the voices of one of the cats.
Why you gotta bring that up? don't Raul Julia.
I know, man. No, he had more.
Of course,
But he didn't care. Like back in my day, people loved him as James Bond being a fucking fool in Cannonball Run.
Step back, my dear. I must warn you, I'm Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
Fuck you.
He's thinking about throwing another punch.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy.
Actually, that's how he fought in the James Bond movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I was saying that he was being James Bond, but he was actually being himself right there. He didn't take it. He loved his life, man. Mm-hmm. He really did.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I know. Like I said, if you are James Bond, then it's done.
Right. All that money and females that movie brought him, he better not be mad about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think his last words were, fuck it.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Man, you were my least favorite James Bond. But you weren't mine.
Yeah, what did you do? So, yeah, people. We want to say goodbye to James Bond. That's not her right there. She's like, he died. But no, we want to say a farewell to James Bond because for a lot of people, James Bond is a large part of our culture. But Roger Moore, like I said, for a lot of people, he was there first. He was that James Bond, whether they were his favorite or not. And this is where I come in and I say, and I think you all agree with me, when I don't say I'm sad. I don't say, you know, rest in peace. I say, man, congratulations.
Yeah, 89.
We would all be so lucky. Shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Now that he's popped the cork on it, now a bunch of other ones going to start dying.
I know, because somewhere Sean Connery is like, I beat that motherfucker.
I stood the test of time.
He's a Highlander.
Yeah. You're like, got him.
He's going to start taking out Daniel Craig and Pierce Brosnan.
You're the only one. That was very conspicuous.
He won't bother with Timothy Dalton.
No, he won't.
He won't really. Yeah.
He'd be like, who?
Him and George Lazenby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Are you going? Hey, you looking at that right now? What the fuck are you? All right. Oh, let's see. Hey, we about to get out of here. We're about to get on out of here. But before we do, this story was too good to pass up. It's a tragic story, but it's a story that's a good lesson for all you people who want to go in and criticize groups, especially these extremist groups, because extremism works in all forms and all shapes and all ways, man. I'm looking, because this is... This is one of the most confusing things I've ever read.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. How'd you get from that to that to back to... What are you doing?
I was on the internet all day. I was looking at Snopes and all kinds of shit. I said, this could not be real. I said, because this shit is... It's like a... It's a joke.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a Muslim walk into a bar.
The same person.
At the same time. And they're the same guy.
And they're the same guy.
A bar in Florida.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it makes sense now. Yeah, it's sad because this guy killed these people. But the reason why this person killed his roommates is because he felt disrespected, because he thought that they were making fun of his, or taking lightly his Muslim religion. Except the guy at one time was a Nazi. And this, it says in the headline, Florida man kills neo-Nazi roommates over Islam disrespect. Well, first of all, you didn't move out. Oh, they didn't move out, you know. I think after you had a Nazi who becomes a Muslim, y'all would like break your lease and split ways.
Man. Apparently, times is hard in Florida.
Yeah, man,
that is true. I guess it is expensive to break a lease.
Yeah. Wow, he's really looking for something.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him. Devin Arthurs says here, a young man arrested after leading police to the bodies of his two roommates told officers he killed them because they were neo-Nazis who disrespected his recent conversion to Islam. The Tampa Police Department says 18-year-old Devin Arthurs told police he had until recently shared his roommates' neo-Nazi beliefs, but that he converted to Islam. Arthurs told police he was angry about anti-Muslim sentiment. Well, I guess in a way we kind of won. You know?
Sure. Like, it's weird. Like, what gang does he join when he goes to prison? Like, you join the neo-Nazis or the Brotherhood? Who do you go with?
The Brotherhood.
Yeah, he's got to go with the Brotherhood.
I think the Brotherhood would get his back, man.
Okay. You know?
I think they would make an exception. You know, especially in this case.
Well, I think the neo-Nazis will not be making that exception.
Oh, no, but at this point, he doesn't have a choice.
True. Very true.
Yeah, man. You ran to the other end zone.
Although, he's got a penchant for switching teams, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. And you know what? And this is
the LeBron. He's a free
agent. The decision.
The reason why I thought that this was fake is because I didn't really read the name. I just saw neo-Nazi arrested. And when I saw the kid, I thought that was Spider-Man. I thought it was Tom Holland. I was like, Spidey's a Nazi?
Does that not
look like him?
Spider-Man joining Thanos, man. Yeah. Ain't cool.
No, Red Skull, buddy.
Yes. My mistake.
Yeah, get it right. Spinning little... He has swastikas all over the city. I looked at this and I said, there's no fucking way. Tom Holland, does he not look like this kid?
Well, see,
right here?
You put them right next to each other, not at first, but just looking at the kid alone... like this, the features of his face, like his eyes are too dark, but everything else about him, I go, yeah, it does look like Tom.
Nathan Drake's a Nazi.
I know. Tom Holland's like, shit, let's make that movie. I got a role waiting for me. Yeah, people. The
man, how is Tom Holland gonna fit in that mask with those ears?
Don't pin him back.
Yeah. No, leave him alone.
Andrew Garfield's hair fit.
It's like a jug. You just pick him up by the handle.
Hey man, it's that Tony Stark technology right there, man.
It makes me deaf, but yeah. It holds him back.
Every time he puts it on, ow!
I was like, yeah. Yeah, the vulture's talking to him. I'm gonna get you, Spider-Man. Huh?
What?
I said I'm gonna fucking never mind. Shit, just fight. But shit, they make an Alfred E. Newman movie. Yeah. A Mad Magazine
Baby
movie.
New Year's. Yeah.
Baby New Year's. Ears. Who's ears?
Looking like Shrek with those ears.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh man, you gonna make him kill his roommates, man.
Tom Holland has roommates.
Yeah, you asking why doesn't he move out? But we're saying the same thing about this guy.
I'm killing everybody at Stark Tower tonight.
Spider Man, you gotta have your half of the rent on time.
Yeah, Black Widow
and Scarlet Witch
is dead. Why'd you kill him? Now they didn't believe in my beliefs.
Except my spider religion.
Yeah. Peter Parker switched to Islam.
I worship a Nazi now.
I'm an arachnist.
Yeah, Bruce didn't want to buy my bean pie.
He's trying to convert like War Machine and the Falcon.
Come on, man. Y'all get me, man. Come on. Hey, brother, bean pie.
Bean pie, brother, bean pie.
You looking just like that? So y'all not going to buy my pie? Fuck you niggas, man.
He's a 5%er.
He ain't having a good time. But I love seeing Ian laugh. He makes my day.
How do you feel bad if somebody's having a time that good?
Man, he makes me feel good. I don't give a shit what he's laughing at. That motherfucker be on laughing gas right now.
Put him on the payroll just to laugh at your jokes.
Yeah.
Make you feel good all the time.
Yeah. See, he's like a plant. He's over there peeing on himself. But a tragic thing that happened. I'm sorry.
Yes. Nazis killed.
Yeah, Nazis killed.
By the way, were his roommates neo-Nazis as well?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was the story.
His roommates are neo-Nazis. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of them were Nazis.
Oh, no. I thought you said, aren't Ray's roommates neo-Nazis?
Oh, no.
How did Ray get into this?
That's what I thought he said.
He got Ray on the mind. Uh-huh.
Ray lives with some shady people, so I didn't know. You know.
No, his new roommates are cool.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They don't live with his former ones.
The ones that were stealing his shit.
Oh, that's right. His roommates were stealing his shit. His roommate had the nerve. Ray, I'm sorry to put your business out there.
This is good,
his
though.
His roommate stole his GoPro, which had like all his information on it. And he goes in and he's like, hey, man, that's mine. His roommate's like, no, it's not. And he couldn't prove it otherwise. So, like, his roommate just got his GoPro. And his roommate was on probation. Zannied out one party I went to. Like, what are you doing?
Well, didn't his roommate ask if he had a charger for the GoPro that he stole from him?
The GoPro.
That's the best part.
Because Ray still had the charger. And he was like, hey, man, you got a charger for this GoPro? He was like, are you going to steal my shit and then ask me, can I have the charger?
Wow. Please tell me he stole it back.
I don't think so. Ray just moved out.
Yeah, he got it back, though. He got old serial numbers. There's a video on YouTube, a GoPro video of Ray in it saying, isn't that mine?
He's getting snatched off his head. Hey, that's mine. No, it's not. You got the charger, by the way.
My GoPro punk. Yeah, his roommate was somebody. He was a rich kid. And I think he was like one of those
trust fund kids, affluenza
kid. And he was coked out all the time. And he was also a kleptomaniac. He would just steal shit. And there were people who knew him from gangs and shit, and they even told Ray, because Ray was scared to say something because he thought the gangs were gonna like come down on him, but the gangs were kind of like, yeah, we hate that motherfucker, man. Let us know if we need to beat his ass.
Oh. Damn.
oh, well, then in that case,
he has my camera.
I would have started taking his shit. He got my shoes. He got my TV. Dude, he got my Xbox.
Every time I went over there, he was coked out. I went over to Ray's spot a couple times, and he would be like, hey, man, you want to come do this? I was like, nah, I'm good. He'd be like, all right. Like him and the three people would go into his room and come back out later. I'm like, okay.
He still got his number?
I ain't got that man's number. Call Ray. He might have stole Ray's phone.
I mean, I want to make sure he's not stealing other people. Yeah, he answers.
Hello?
Hello? You're not Mama. I mean, Ray.
Poor Ray. He's a victim of circumstance, man, all the time.
Yeah, I really feel bad for Ray. For a minute, you had me laughing so long. When you said that dog got that weary, crazy look on his face, just like Ray.
Ray's dog looks exactly like him. Yeah, fidgeting, looking around. I'm like, Ray, why does your dog look just like you? No, I don't. Yeah, he do.
Yeah, that dog comes in the room looking around. I mean, if you put a baseball cap on that dog, he would look just like
Ray. That's all royalty shit.
Give him a microphone.
That boy rough.
Glad you got your shit back, Ray.
So, neo-Nazi murder.
Yeah. So there we go. Let's see. We made good time. We made real good time. 2-hour show. We're gonna do a couple of quick emails. I already got them starred and ready. So Stirred. Oh, Chris Rich, fuck Roger Moore. Why would you say that?
Jesus.
Damn. Maybe we missed something.
He kicked your dog or something?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that much about Roger Moore. I just know about him.
Is this the Idris Elba controversy?
Hey, Corey, I'm guessing you already know this and might talk about this a little during the show in passing, but fuck Roger Moore. He's the dude who said Idris Elba wasn't British enough to play Bond, or more specifically, that he wasn't British.
He was the dude.
Yeah, I mean, he
was the only one.
The only one.
He was, and he was James Bond, so he's kind of an authority.
Yes, that's true.
I would like to make an argument, but come on. So
no, the man lived 89 years old, but let's hold him to that one thing he said when a reporter stuck a microphone in his face.
Yeah, I don't think, and it's not like, man, you're trying to say, man, Roger Moore hated black people. No, come on.
That's a stretch.
I will say that. Do I agree with him? No, James. And that was a controversy with a lot of people. And Roger Moore, it was. I'm not going to say it was a fucked up thing to say, but the guy's old and he has his, he has these conservative thoughts. And it's an opinion. It wasn't really that out there. Am I disappointing him in saying that? Yeah, but I ain't going to hold this over his grave.
The body ain't even cold yet.
Yeah. You want to hold him over the fact he said that this guy couldn't play a fictional character. Mm-hmm. All right, whatever.
I mean, but I get it. No. I get it. It's important that. We take him to task on that, but it wasn't a big statement. It was kind of he said it. It was his opinion. We moved
apparently
on.
Apparently, this dude was. He about to go piss on this man's grave
because this guy Chris Rich, he's got nothing else going on. He might be the next James Bond.
He's black. That's why the goddamn it.
I get
he's not British enough.
I get what he said. I get what you're saying.
Sean Connery wasn't British enough either.
Very true.
That is true. He was Scottish.
Roger Moore and Daniel Craig, the only British James Bonds.
Really? Brosnan. Okay.
Is he Welsh?
Irish?
Really?
I didn't know that. I did not. I thought he was British.
Timothy Dalton is Welsh. George Lazenby is Australian.
You know what?
Scottish.
I knew George Lazenby was Australian because he was in that Hong Kong action movie. Mm-hmm. He played an Australian drug dealer, a drug lord.
Oh, did
he's
he?
Going up against like a Chinese cartel or something. Let's see here.
An Australian drug lord.
Yeah,
that sounds
yeah,
weird.
Man, it's something crazy. The Hong Kong connection or something, man. I remember seeing this movie. It's crazy. And George Lazenby is in it as an Australian guy.
Hmm.
let me see here. All right, let me put up the starred emails that I have because I want to make sure that I got to those. And let's see. Let's start out with what do we have here? Mr. Horse.
No, sir, I don't
like
it.
Mr. Hands video.
Mr. Horse says, hey, DT crew, who are your favorite actors and actresses this past year, and who do you think which of them works best in what role? If you don't remember me, go here. Well, how long is this? Because this is when I was making fun of Alan with Mr. Horse, because Alan treated Mr. Horse like he was real.
Yeah.
Because I'd say, hey, Alan, how you doing? And he would get mad. Get out of here, Mr. Horse. Fuck you. Alan, you're looking good today in them pants. He'd be mad.
Brian Fellows.
Let me see. How long is this thing? Oh, this is 22 minutes.
Look, damn.
You recorded it. let's see here. Well, that's a legitimate question. Who are some? This 2017. Are there any actresses or actors that came about that you weren't even thinking about that all of a sudden you were saying, "Man, this is somebody right here."
I'm sure it happens all the time. It's just right now.
Dan Stevens for you, right?
No,
not for you.
Hell no.
I mean, I'm not hating on Dan Stevens. I'm not over the moon about him, but
Yeah, I know it's a hard one because it's somebody out there. Because I know there's a girl out there that just I know. What's that?
I got two.
Go ahead.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I didn't think she was going to be big after Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
And then also somebody else is in Scott Pilgrim. Brie Larson, like her getting all this recognition for 10 Cloverfield Lane and Room and all these other movies. It's like, wow, her star is really coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking up. I can't remember her name, but mine is a female. And I just saw her, and I don't want to say anything until I get her up here. While I'm doing that, can you think of anything?
I mean, these are two actors who I already liked, but seeing just this past year, I like Ian McShane in American Gods a lot. I'm like seeing him in everything,
sure. Mm-hmm.
But he's really great at playing morally gray characters. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to hear him call some people cocksuckers on that show. Right. And I loved Charlton Copley in Free Fire. I thought he was awesome in that movie. He cracked me up in that movie.
You know what? Since you brought that up, there are two actors that have really come out to me as being some people that I want to watch, and some of those have been here already. Here's somebody that I like a lot that's coming up, and she's one of those people where she just kind of eased into it. Now you're seeing her everywhere. Catherine Waterson, Alien Covenant.
Okay,
and yeah. She was in the Harry Potter movie.
Sure,
what was it called?
Fantastic
Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Pokemon. Yeah, well, Fantastic
Beasts and Where to Find Them.
And Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Armie Hammer, yeah. I really like Armie Hammer, man.
I got another one that's in everywhere right What's now, up? And I can't believe I forgot him. Lakeith Stansfield. Get Out,
Ooh.
Atlanta.
Yeah,
he's the one that's like, oh, wow, this guy's kicking
ass.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name, Lakeith Stansfield? He's so new, I can't even remember his name, but he is
popping up everywhere, and every time he does, he's good. He was great in Dope. He was great in Short Term 12.
And he always plays completely different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing about that guy. Like, he's so new right now. Mm-hmm. That I forgot that I've seen him in other things. Like, I forgot that I've seen him in Dope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people, he was the one that couldn't give a pound in Get Out. You've seen him in Atlanta. Yeah, this guy's funny. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. He's got a lot of screen presence. I'm happy for this guy, man. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in so many different roles. He's played computer nerds to gang members. So
yeah, I think is he still playing L in the Death Note movie or TV show?
Yes, he is. Yeah, everybody's complaining about him on that too. But whatever.
Well, then I'd put Jason Sudeikis on that list.
Yeah,
okay. You know what?
People keep showing like how much range they have.
Yeah, as far as being an actor that's coming up, and because he's been around, but now he's beginning to be known as a movie actor. I love that guy. Yeah.
To piggyback off that same vein, Danny McBride in Alien Covenant, he was one of my favorite parts of that.
Yeah, yeah. He was one of my favorite characters in that.
He was like the one person on the crew that felt like he could be on the Nostromo and fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? You were right.
And
you're right.
Doing good enough. Vice Principals.
Yeah, I like Vice Principals.
Oh, let's see here. All right, let's see. Another one right here. I want to make sure I get all kind of people. Jacob Velasco. Jacob Velasco says, we might be a little late on this, but he says, hey, Double Toasted, my name is Jake. I'm a DJ in West Covina.
Next.
20, I'll leave him alone. 20 minutes from Los Angeles. I've been a fan of yours and love you guys and love the Sunday Surface on Venom, where we talked about the Tom Hardy thing being cast as that. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, thank you for everybody who supported on that video. Kind of blew up the way I wanted it to, man. I thought I just don't want to come in here and talk about, oh, Tom Hardy cast as Venom. That's crazy. You know, I thought like, because I was sitting around, I was thinking, why do I really not like this? And we did a whole 9 reasons why it wouldn't work, and people really responded to that, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much, man, for looking at that. But he says, I totally agree with you and Martin on keeping it a smaller movie. I think the best thing that they can do And I'm so sick of the big blockbuster hero movies where in the end they have to save the city or planet. Anyways, can I get a shout out sometime? And my wife, Shay, is that the same Shay that we're thinking about? Anyways, thanks again. Take care. He says that he doesn't mind them doing this as a smaller movie or doing this as a standalone movie because it's not going to follow the same thing, formula as a superhero film, which is a valid argument right there. What do you get? You know, you guys weren't here. What do you think about that whole Tom Hardy Venom thing?
I honestly don't feel any kind of way towards it because, I mean, growing up in the 90s, obviously Spider-Man for me was always tied with Venom growing up off of the cartoon especially. So, yeah, I mean, they cast a great actor. I think it all depends on who they get to, who's going to be the visionary behind it. Because if it's like Tom Hardy and like Edgar Wright, I'll be like, okay, like this could be an interesting comic book movie. Let's see how it goes down. But if they cast some, if it's like, yeah, Tom Hardy and Michael Bay, I'm like, ooh, no.
Yeah.
I think it all depends on what the pieces they put around him to see how this I guess, project is going to go.
Yeah. Got any feelings on that?
The casting is the least of my worries about it. I just don't know how you're going to do a Venom movie, a character who relies on being the antithesis of the hero without the hero being in the movie. Right. I just don't get how that makes sense.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it just seems like a fuck up to me.
That was our big argument. I don't understand. Yeah. And if other people were doing it, maybe I would feel okay about that. But it just seems like a rush decision. Something like Sony doing a rush decision.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed me, and I wish I could find the email, and they said this could all just be kind of a power play for them because Sony is losing money. And I don't know any of this at all. I don't know what their business is like, but he said that they're losing a lot of business. They're in trouble. And having this IP is something that they would use to impress people as having a big IP, which is why they're trying to hang on to it so tight. So this is something they say, don't be surprised if it gets yanked at some point, but who knows?
They got the Emoji movie coming out. That's going to kill it.
Oh, yeah, man. I love it. I love it. I'm giving it a chance.
You know? It's no Rubik.
Yeah.
My name is Kill me.
Even better. I can't wait for that Emoji universe, man. So.
Oh, Jesus.
They used the whole keyboard?
I noticed something. When we went and saw Diary of a Wimpy Kid again.
Again.
Yeah. Ian
was there too. Wait a minute. What?
There he is.
They pulled you into that shit.
I was fucked up, man.
Of course you were. Of course.
But did you have fun, though?
Oh, I had a blast.
Exactly. Yeah. But they showed a trailer for the Emoji movie, and the one we showed here was cut a little bit differently because in the one we showed on the show last week or week before last, they showed that room of people that weren't the emojis that don't get used, and you could see, like, the eggplant was sitting right directly facing the camera. But in the newer trailer, they have the eggplant like off to the side. You can only see like part of his back.
They nudged him.
So I think they're going to just like kill that character. And I think they got some complaints too about it from parents. Like, how are you going to put that in the movie? And this is a kid's film.
Yeah. So. That eggplant is used for a dick a lot. So, you know.
I'm offended by emojis.
I'm offended by vegetables.
Yeah.
Word.
I say Martin that eggplant all the time, and I mean as a dick.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I know.
You didn't match his uniform?
I thought it was part of a recipe.
Yeah. No, that's why you never respond, man. Now I know why. I was like, he doesn't get it. I'm going to have to send him a real dick.
Respond, but don't those have carbs?
Don't ruin that for me. Another one. Lomax is our last one. Lomax emailed a couple of days ago, and it's a couple
I am the
one.
Lomax.
I speak for the douchebags. I love Lomax. Don't beat my ass, man. He said, what's up, man? I had a question about popular bands or musicians in general that lose their original sound over the years that make them either sound like sellouts or just like shit or both. In particular, I'm referring to the band Linkin Park. Are you sure about that, man?
Yeah, no, I swear.
Okay. He said, I grew up listening to the heavy nu metal sound, and now it's poppy Transformers soundtrack bullshit. Fans, including me, are pissed, and the lead singer has come out shitting on his fans and telling them to get the fuck over.
Yeah.
Like,
Buddy was mad, man. He's like, y'all need to get the fuck over Hybrid Theory. It ain't happening again. I was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah. I remember when they were getting big in the early 2000s, and I remember, you know, had Crawling.
Of course.
And,
yeah.
Crawling in my skin.
Yeah.
And I forgot the one that got so far, tried so hard, or whatever the fuck that's called. In the end, there you go. But yeah, they seem to go from that route of being like an interesting new kind of alternative metal band to just some poppy Transformers shit. I haven't listened to anything they've made in the past like 6 years. It wasn't in a Transformers movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm listening to something right now. Yeah, it's an old one. Yeah, I remember this.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah, I remember this song. Hey, let me say something, man. I can understand them moving on because that nu metal shit is gone.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be stuck in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that rap metal hybrid, that nu metal shit. I mean, I told you one of my big. Guilty pleasures is Limp Bizkit. I love Limp Bizkit, man.
You never told us that.
I've said it on a show before. I said it on a casual calling show one time, and I do not apologize for it, but I know its place. <You know?
laughs> They also changed too. The same as Korn and everybody else that's coming up in the early 2000s. Their sound just, I mean, I'm not going to say their sound changed, but people just kind of got tired of it and they really weren't evolving.
Yeah.
But then Linkin Park evolves into this. So
just to answer the question real quickly, I don't know of any bands right now. The only thing I could think of, this is because this is infamous, it's when a band changes and they're not sincere.
Yeah.
When the Village People tried to go from disco to glam rock.
They did some kind of shit
where they were dressing up in like Kiss outfits or something. They were,
oh wow,
yeah, they did some crazy move. Maybe it wasn't glam rock, but they made some really fake conversion and nobody bought it.
Okay, the last thing I remember from them was Go West, and I didn't know they did anything.
There's and maybe I got it wrong because I might have missed a point, but I was watching their documentary on VH1 or something, and they showed where they tried to pass over to like this David Bowie type thing. And that lasted. That's why you missed it, because that lasted like a day.
Oh wow!
And it was gone. And
I remember when MC Hammer switched to doing pumps and the bumps.
Man, that shit was actually good, man.
No,
man, I like that. I like that song.
Did you buy that album?
Hell no.
Exactly. Fuck no.
But then again, I call bullshit on
Can't touch this.
I mean, I'm one of those rare guys. I was with a friend who actually, I was with him when he shoplifted.
From MC Hammer?
From the MC Hammer album, our tape. It was a tape.
Okay.
Because I remember I went to Kmart with him because I was driving. I was like 15, and I dropped him off at Kmart, and he was taking a long time, and I went in there, and I said, man, what's going on? He's like, I'm waiting on my auntie to come over here and get these tapes for me. And I just was watching him. I was like, well, I hang out with you until your auntie comes.
That's all right.
And he was like, man, you wait for me in the car. I was like, I'll stick around, man. I'm sitting in the fucking car. And his aunt never came, and he just picked up. Back then, they had these tapes in that protective case, and he just picked up that case and broke that shit.
Hammer, don't hurt him.
Yeah. I think he was saying, "Please don't hurt me." And when he did it, I said, "What the fuck are you doing, man?" He's like, "My auntie said I could do this." I said, "Tear shit up in the middle of the store." Yeah, and he put it in his pants and walked out with it. And we went to his house and listened to it, and I was like, "You stole this shit in front of me."
Come on, man. That's MC Hammer. That's Can't Touch This and the Addams Family Rap. And what man, else
here,
is there?
Here's the deal with You Can't Touch This. It sounded just like Rick James Super Freak.
Sure.
It was nothing changed. Now, I got into it after a while because I said, okay, this is kind of catchy. But I was just like,
yeah, you love sampling. What are you talking about?
Man, I like sampling when it's creative. You know, when they can kind of hide it. But, I mean, I said, this is
when
Rick
they
James
can hide it. I like it when I know it's not sampled.
You know what I'm saying.
I understand.
You can't listen to either one of them because he don't know. You know good and goddamn what he don't know.
So,
So, but you know what I mean with creative sampling.
Yes, Mad Lib.
Yeah. Thank
Jay
you.
J Dilla.
Thank you.
Timbaland extensions.
Yeah. But this shit right here, yeah, man, I couldn't get into it, man. I tried.
Oh, you were all over Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby.
Actually, I kind of was.
Look at my eyes. It's no Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. And by the way, Vanilla Ice was the one I also came in. I said, man, this is Freddie Mercury and Under Pressure. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, this when people just jack shit and they just, you know, I was like, fuck it, man.
You know what's a wild transition going from one genre to the other is Kings of Leon. When they first came out, they were like a folk country band.
Yeah.
And now they're like, your sex is over. I'm like, who is this in Kings of Leon?
And Metallica. So thank
you. Yeah.
All right, everybody, we are out of here. That is it. Getting ready to go. But before we do, we want to remind you one more time. Catch us at the 3rd annual Double Toasted Anniversary Weekend. That is going to be August 4th through the 6th. Maybe you see that right there, the Village People. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renaissance.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm not making shit up. told you. But yeah, people. we got the parties, we got the live shows, the games, the meet and greets, the lunches, the brunches, all that stuff. 72 hours for a simple $25, and you can go to Party DT or you can go to our Eventbrite page by typing in Double Toasted 3rd Annual Anniversary Weekend. And when you do so, think about all the people that helped make this happen, such as our sponsor, which is Don Roberts, man. Don Roberts is always contributing to our events. And I always try to say, you don't have to do that. And he says, no, I'd love to.
Speak to the Don.
Before that, he was like, I'm the silent guy. I don't want to be anybody. You know, just I'm modest about it. But then he's like, yeah, can you give me a little bit of shout out?
He's going to be sitting behind us for certain shows soon.
I know. He's going to make his way in. He's going to be doing these shows and we're going to be out. But yeah, no, thank you, Don. We really appreciate that, man. And we appreciate all you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. So I'm just going to, because it's late, I'm just going to go ahead and tell all you guys. Ooh, that's another one, man. What's his name? The country singer. I was doing his
Garth
game.
Brooks?
Garth Brooks when he did Chris Gaines.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? I remember that.
I said, it's too stupid to be a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, people, we are out of here. Well, for once, you know, I'm going to go in and say thank you to the Midnight Chat Attack first. The Midnight Chat Attack, catch them every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. You can go in there and chat with them the traditional way, but they have that YouTube page that is live streaming. So go there and look at all the beautiful faces behind all those ugly insults. And I want to thank you, Gertz. I know this is late for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Same for you, Martin. Thank you, sir.
Gotcha.
This ain't late for you. You'll be all right. But thank you nonetheless. You motherfucker. Sammy, thank you for helping out with the show today. Also, please remember. Please remember. When we do our anniversary party, Sammy has made a page for all the different groups in our major cities, Atlanta, London, Chicago, New York, all different. But go there and look. And when we have our party going on, hey, what's going on, man? You made it.
I made it.
When we have our parties going on, try to do a get-together yourself if you can't be there, and we'll chime in to you on one of our streaming shows, or if we're not streaming, we'll just do it from the live show, and we will make you a part of the celebration. And no matter how many cities are doing it, we'll do our best to put you in there. Thank you, Sammy, for doing that, sir. That was Sammy's idea. Thank you so much. Ian, thank you. Yeah. Oh. And thank all of you out there. Go to doubletoasted.com and check out our live shows, streaming so many nights of the week, now almost every night. And now we have pre-recorded shows, too. So much content. And when you watch a live show, you can be part of it with an email, a phone call, a Skype. No telling what it is. We'll catch you by surprise if you catch us by surprise. And check out the audio that we do now, which is free. Because if you want to do all the other stuff, you can try that service out 7 days for free. But if you don't like it, keep the audio. The audio is free, now available on SoundCloud and iTunes. You can't find it yet by a search because they haven't put us up there yet. I don't know why it takes a little while, like 2 weeks or something, but we are there. If I were you, I type in Double Toasted Podcast, iTunes. It'll pop right up. And we are out, officially out. If I forgot anything, I'm sorry. I have to hear about it tomorrow on the Movie Review Extravaganza. Baywatch. And the
Pirate
by the Pirates.
Two beach movies.
That's true.
That's true. Throwing a lot of sand at you tomorrow. So people, please get in touch with us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, too late, we're gone. But we got more shows coming up. So please, in one of those shows, give us an email with your phone number, your contact in there. Press in. Bam! Up in your home talking to the on-host of the Weather Dudes has calls. On the Instagram at Double Toasted Fan Page. On the Facebook, type in Double Toasted. If you'd like to have some private time with me, Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm busy, this Corey can help you.
If you want a Corey that's too legit to quit, you need to hit me up on Facebook.
Corey with a bump.
Corey Goodwin on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch.tv, the high score DT, all one word. Or on Instagram, DB Cooper KG. Mr. Gertz!
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Patrick Gertz. Twitter, Patrick Gertz at P. Gertz. And on Instagram at P. Gertz. Where can they find the Crackling King?
They can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro, or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're there, you can check out and join the group, The Children of Toast.
I'll take some back to you, Corey. I've sort of been waiting, huh? Wait a minute, Martin. Hey, people, you can also join us live and in the flesh in the world famous Double Toasted Studios right here. Email us. Let us know if you want to come see the show. You're going to be visiting Austin. You're going to be moving to Austin. It's so cool. You already live here. Let us know. Come see the show. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasted.